want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
This episode deals
give my resume to Dennis Phillips, because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh, for you.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here he comes. First, he brings all of his friends in.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here. They're not welcome.
It's a party.
They're not welcome.
So long, Matt.
You loved him last night as The Bachelor.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Holdman, and all the ships at sea. They use the word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, baby. That is a... That is a clip from Willard Scott.
Right.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, April 26th.
Right. What are you screaming about?
Flush the format.
Friday, April 26th. Phone numbers.
Yeah.
Here you go. Instant contact from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And right here in New York on WNEW. 877-692-1027. I know what you say at Philadelphia. WYSB. Where's the phone number? Don't know. When's it coming?
It's gone.
It's coming soon.
All right.
And we may also need very soon a new phone number for Seattle, Washington.
Seattle.
Got those Arbitron ratings in yesterday from Seattle. Don and Mike Show on KQBZ.
Wow.
Up, 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 up.
I love good news.
The only problem is that we don't go into Seattle for another hour. They don't pick the show up until 12 noon East Coast time.
It's tough to keep track, isn't it? It really is tough to figure out exactly when we go on, where we go on.
But I sure do hope that, I should save this for when we're on in Seattle. It's a three-hour clear. The ratings, since we've started in Seattle,
right,
have gone from, for our time slot, we've gone from a 1.7 to a 2.4
yeah,
to a a 3.9.
Right.
So you would think that they would just expand and just carry all 4 hours of the show.
That would appear to be logical, you'd think.
I wish they would. But anyway, thank you to the people of Seattle for the great ratings, even though they cannot hear us now. let's see.
You're now in control.
We have a hate call lined up.
Already? Like right out of the box? I hate it when it goes like that.
First thing, a hate call?
Why a hate call? Like, it's not that same guy, is it?
I don't know if it's the effing faggots guy.
Probably.
It was a hate call?
Why a hate call right out of the box here?
Hello?
Hello, dumbass.
Yeah. Are you the hate call?
Great Opie and Anthony word. You guys sucked.
What? You were talking when we were talking. Go ahead.
What?
I want to say how great Opie and Anthony are. You guys suck.
And you're motivated. You waited like all morning to wait till we got on to say that.
Yeah, because they're that good.
Well, we're thrilled. They're on our station in Washington, D.C. and here in New York.
And then
just cancel you guys out and give them a whole another 4 hours.
Well, I think you are a proud representative of the average listener of the Opie and Anthony show.
You should be very proud of yourself, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
And what class are you skipping in middle school to be able to call us today? Hello?
Hello.
Well, he's gone.
Well, that's all he was capable of.
He's gone. All right. Well, that was a nice hate call.
Hate call.
To start today's show.
Yes.
Well, I wish we had more time for more hate.
Right.
But and we will, trust me, as the show continues today.
Sure.
But, you know, on Fridays, we love doing our Newsmaker of the Week.
You know, it's incredible the power of this show, that week in, week out, you guys manage to snare these hot newsmakers, these people that are at the top of the headlines.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to predict that, hold on, before we get to the newsmaker, I'm going to predict that on line four it says Jason from Philadelphia has Spider-Man posters.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that that's the effing faggot guy.
Yeah. Okay?
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey.
Is this the effing faggot guy?
Nah, this ain't the effing faggot guy.
Really?
And everybody from Philly called you effing faggot.
No, only one guy.
Well, there's only one guy. We just, he lays in wait. He disguises himself in a number of ways.
He's been calling a lot with Spider-Man stuff.
We actually, we've turned the tables in Philadelphia, and we get a lot more positive calls in Philadelphia than we used to.
Right. Yeah, I was talking with Tim before the show today when they were doing the breakouts on the ratings,
mm-hmm.
on how well the show's doing in Philadelphia since we've been on.
Right.
Because they're actually able now to figure out, you know, the 6 weeks of the ratings period that we were on.
Yeah, they can do that now, which is wonderful.
It's cool. Since the company decided to actually buy the ratings.
Right.
And Tim was saying to me, it could not be happier.
Yeah, he's real psyched with it.
Psyched, yeah. Great, thank you, Philadelphia. Okay.
So you really are a guy with Spider-Man posters?
Yeah, I got the originals before they recalled them after September 11th.
Oh, would I love to have one of those?
He was originally swinging between the World Trade Centers.
Right. I'm so gay for Spider-Man.
I know.
It's turned into almost the gayness I had when the Batman movies came out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think you're tapping into something big here, a la the first time Batman came out.
Yeah.
Well, what?
They sucked into the first one.
Yeah, but I agree. The first Batman was the best, the one that had Jack Nicholson. But I really got into it, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid, Mike, that I'm getting very close to the point where I may have to get a Spider-Man suit.
You know what? I live for that. I really hope you do that.
They're really expensive.
So were the Batman suits.
But I think these are like five times more than that.
Really?
So this is
more than the rubber Batman suits that I got?
Yeah.
If you indeed do purchase the suit, can I, early on, here in the spring, can I make a request for the fall that we have a costume party?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Be perfect. Not an on-air costume party. Just, a real little get-together with us and our listeners and just hang out with costumes on.
Because the ads for the movie look fantastic.
They do. And can I also say, since I'm thinking so far ahead, not only do we have a little informal costume party, but no costume contest. Just wear your costume and we don't have to judge it.
Oh, you remember that one time we judged the costume contest?
Yeah, and I got chased up the street by a McDonald's French fry.
I was terrified. We picked somebody to win the contest, and the guy who was dressed as a giant, super-sized McDonald's French fry
was yelling, screaming, F you at us up the street.
And we were running up the streets of Georgetown with a giant package of French fries.
Right.
Wanted to beat our ass.
You couldn't compete with, I think, the first penis head that we ever saw.
No, that was a penis head that actually had stuff coming out of him.
How could you argue with that? And then after that, you saw penis heads at every costume.
Sure. Anyway, if you've got one of those Spider-Man posters, I'll trade you something for it. I'll trade you a prize for it.
Kiss a prize for it?
I'll trade you a prize for it.
I only got one of them, so we had to send them all back.
Oh, you only got one?
Yeah, only
right,
got
well,
one.
Good day to you.
They sent out
the... All right, good day. That was a nerd boy.
Oh, come on, Mike. He was my kind of nerd boy.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He was... there are nerd boys that can at least have a... He had his tunnel vision, so he would not have engaged in...
I got the poster. I am one step away from that with the Spider-Man. I really
but I
am.
I enjoy your love of... When you were on the Batman, the real Batman kick...
Batman.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm,
it was fun to watch you. Like, it's going to be fun to watch you with Spider-Man. That guy's like...
I had the poster.
It's like when the ads
what was
are
he
on?
Calling for? Just to tell us he had the poster, right?
Yes. What I love about the Spider-Man ads is that it looks just like... Spider-Man in the comic books.
Right, right.
It looks exactly the same, which is what I liked about the Batman movies.
Right. Well, I don't know. I just, you know, when he's talking about the high buildings, I'd like to suspend in between a couple of high buildings.
Yeah, I'll
right there.
Come on now. Yeah. I get
make that a naturally occurring phenomenon. That was. Although you were mad at that guy.
Yeah. Well, it's never a really naturally occurring phenomenon.
Sometimes it's natural.
Sometimes it's more natural than others. That was more natural than you might even be aware of. You know,
really?
That guy. Yeah, it was kind of like the.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying,
right.
Before we took that phone call, we have a newsmaker of the week who joins us every week on the show.
Very good.
We try to get the absolute hottest person. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that this week we wanted to have the Pope.
Right.
The Pope was too busy.
Right.
So we have gone to the second tier of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us now via satellite,
right.
Not in the studio with us, via satellite. Let me say, we are joined today by a familiar voice that's become a trusted friend to the Don and Mike Show listener. Courtesy of Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com, please welcome the computer voice who reads our on-air email.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Hi, Captain. How are you guys? Boy, am I glad to be out of that computer. And finally, a chance to use my real voice.
Hey, now, voice sounds great.
I would prefer that you would use the computer voice.
Well, I would prefer you crawl up my ass and die.
Wow.
Read my contract. My sucky agents, Ephraim Coyne and Ephraim, wrote in no uncertain terms that I could be myself on this part of the show.
Oh, my.
Fair enough. Now, can you use this voice when you read the emails?
What? And spoil the whole computer illusion? Fat chance, douchebread.
All right, now, what do you mean by...
Computer doesn't have an accent.
What do you mean by computer illusion? Aren't you really a computer?
Aren't you really an idiot?
Wow.
Look, look at me, jackass. I'm all man, flesh, and bone. You know, this so-called internet is a giant scam.
Huh. Who is responsible for this horrifying revelation?
Who do you think? Al Gore? Bill Gates? Carrot Tap?
No. Those are all excellent guesses, computer voice.
But you know what? The truth is, it is someone so evil, so rotten to his soulless core, that the smell of death emanates from the bottom of his wretched anus and permeates all who surround it.
He's talking about whoever.
What's an anus?
Anus, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, very good.
So we're talking about a very evil person who controls the internet. Might it be the new program director of WNEW, Tom Bigby?
No. No way. He does fit the profile, but he's too busy cleaning up the mess left by that elfin man-child hybrid known as Jeremy Coleman to ever pull off a scam like the internet.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Now I'm thinking maybe it's not a man. Maybe it's a woman. Is that possible? Who is behind the whole www.com thing?
That bitch on wheels, Martha Stewart.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. This whole internet thing stinks worse than her private area. Do you know that every internet address that starts with www is routed through her undouchable hole?
Oh,
really?
My. That is quite a shocking development.
What hostility.
So what you're saying is every piece of email is routed through Martha Stewart's privacy?
You bet, you prick with ears. As a matter of fact, we should probably call them C-mails instead of emails.
Oh, my.
Is that a high-speed connection?
Well, it's hard to say, but let me put it to you this way, Captain. Martha has been trying for quite some time to get some DSLs installed down there.
Why has she had trouble with that?
Well, I'm not really at liberty to say, but you might want to check out www.feminineodorproblem.com.
So you, computer voice, you in fact work for Martha Stewart when you read our listener emails, right?
C-mails. And yes, of course, you know, all your listener, idiotic listener babbling is coming directly through the mound of Frau Stewart.
Wow. You call her Frau Stewart. Is Martha Stewart German?
Are you kidding? Everything evil is German in some form. I mean, look at her. You know, she's big, strong, blonde, and efficient. Jeez, she could have been Mrs. G. Gordon Liddy. You know? Wow. I've seen BMWs that are less German.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, it's our newsmaker segment. We are joined by our computer voice that reads our on-air email.
Sounds nothing like he does coming through the computer.
Wow. Yeah, computer, whatever. I'm a man, same as you. You know, I got wants and needs, desires.
Wow.
I got sexual desires for Lisa and Buzz at the same time while hey. Mike watches and Rob sings and Don dances. you know, the standard stuff.
All right, listen, I'm afraid I don't understand. Let me clear up just a few points here.
Dennis.
Well, I wish Marsha would clear up her place. God, has she never heard of Summer's Eve? Do you know there are still leaves down there from the fall of 98?
You mean Martha?
That would be Martha, not Marcia.
Yeah. I mean Martha.
Yeah, right. Martha Stewart. Let's take that one again. I'm afraid I don't understand. Let me clear up a few points here.
Well, I wish Martha would clear up her place. God, has she never heard of Summer's Eve?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, do you know there are still leaves in there from the fall of 98?
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, but just to clarify what you said, the Internet is essentially a business run by Germans inside Martha Stewart's private area.
Is that so hard to understand, dumbass DJ? It's a tidy little business. You know, the working conditions suck, but at least it ain't humid. In fact, it's so dry, I go through chapstick the way Buzz goes through zigzag rolling paper.
Oh, wow. You must go through quite a bit of chapstick, my friend.
Well, that's quite a retarded remark, my jackass.
Okay, so what is it like when you receive an email?
C-mail, you ass. C-mail.
All righty. What is it like when you receive a fabulous C-mail from one of our valued listeners?
Good question. If by fabulous, you mean stupid.
Are you calling... Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I take offense with this. Are you calling our listeners dumb?
No, I'm calling you dumb as much. You know, but the thing that your listeners submit tend to be quite retarded.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Well, you listen to this. They go, duh, I'm a Dynamite listener, duh. I'm going to write a computer letter to them radio gods. Duh. Yep, I am duh. What should I write to ye? Song lyrics or Griezmann catchphrases? Duh. I sure could type faster if I could manage to keep my fingers out of my nose. Duh. I am Tom Garvin or some nonsense. Duh. You guys rock, and that's for Tim. Duh. I love you guys. With Neil, with Jeff K., and wise.
Now, are you quite done?
Well, let me throw in one more duh for good measure.
All right, go ahead.
Duh. Buzz, got any weed?
So, are all of the C-mails essentially the same?
Pretty much, except for the ones from Sacramento.
Oh, really? The ones from Sacramento?
Yep, the ones from Sacramento seem to leave a residue of hatred in Frau Stewart's nasty love canyon.
Oh.
Boy, what's up with that poor city?
I have no idea, computer.
Every time I read one of those Sactown C-mails, I want to jump up and dance while pointing at my ass over and over again.
Now, stop. Don't tell me that you do the Sacramento dance, too.
Okay, I'll knock it off. But we've got to wind this up. I got to get back to the sugar walls and get back to work.
Really?
Yes. I've got to mispronounce subject as subject at least 200 more times before the close of business today.
All right, last question for you, the computer voice.
Okay, get on the stick, F nuts.
How cramped is it? How cramped is it in Martha Stewart's place?
Actually, it's pretty spacious.
Yeah, it's some people.
In fact, we're expanding.
Yeah. You're expanding.
Yeah, imagine all the room. She has effed over everyone that she's ever come in contact with.
How are you planning to expand down in Martha Stewart's private area?
Well, we're putting in an apartment building.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have any tenants yet?
I believe so. I mean, we've gotten deposits from Carl Ripken Jr., Tony Saragusa, Britney Spears, Dick Cheney, Rush Limbaugh, Black Peter, Liza Minnelli and her gay husband David, O.J. Simpson, Mother Nature, Joe Torre, who we forgot last week, Paula Poundstone, and get this, 75 Haitian toddlers, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got Ozzy Osbourne, and he's the only one who says it smells better here than in his own house.
Now, computer, let me just see if you're hip to this. Do you know that all those names, all of these tenants, do you know that they all have...
Yeah, I'm one step ahead of you. They have full-blown AIDS.
Oh, God.
You know? But if it's not a computer virus, I'm okay with it.
All right. What about Martha?
Are you kidding me? The most evil thing to ever darken the portals of Kmart? AIDS. I'm telling you, AIDS should be worried about catching her.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Touché.
Well, I hate you and everything about this whole thing, daddy-o.
Wait, what computer voice?
Yeah, your show sucks, and I grow weary of this situation. Good day to you.
But computer, what about your magnificent hard drive?
I said good day.
Hey, wow.
Who'd have thunk that our computer has a thick Nigerian accent?
That is the voice of the computer that reads the emails.
Probably
here.
The most hostile interview that we've ever done.
Of the Don and Mike show.
Incredible. Computer, Ennis. How is your Ennis?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
I request that word every week.
Hello. Frank. Frank, hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I thought the computer voice didn't have an accent. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I mean, go figure, huh? Right.
This guy, that whole bit, though, sucked, guys. Went on like 10 minutes too long.
Jesus. But you listened to the whole thing.
I was hoping it was going to get funny.
Oh, no, listen, I got news for you. That was funny.
Was it?
Yeah, you just don't know funny.
I guess not. Yeah.
No, you don't know funny.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
I want to ask everyone if they can feel the love today.
He wanted us to eat something.
He wanted us to eat something before he mysteriously got cut off.
Hello, John and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I have two questions.
Yes.
The first one, I tried to get through yesterday. It's for Mr. Taint Burbank there.
Yes, sir.
Did you finish the job?
Why, yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, congratulations.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. The second question is, did anybody find Jeremy Coleman?
Yes, we found him.
Oh, okay.
We found him.
Was he wandering naked on the streets?
No, he's in the middle of the Meadowlands.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, buried up to his neck.
When I saw him today, I came into the building today, and he said, well, I'm here. I asked Ken to fire me, but he has not fired me yet.
Yeah, that's his line. That's his absolutely hysterical line about this.
However, I just want to give you a brief insight into this guy, Tom Bigby.
Right.
The guy who most likely will take Jeremy's place, or at least be the overseer to Jeremy.
Overseer.
Now, this is the guy I told you. When I worked for the guy, like, over 20 years ago at KFI in Los Angeles, the guy was an incredible hard ass. He would hotline constantly.
Right, right.
He's the guy who flicked the little army man off
sure,
the desk.
Right.
Okay. He has turned his managerial skills, and I use that word very loosely, he has turned them around and he has caught up with the times.
Ah.
He is in the 21st century. Yeah. For today,
right.
I walked past the office of Scott Farrell, who does the morning show at WNEW, which is a show that has worse ratings than ours.
Right.
Hard to do. He's got a screensaver on his computer, right?
Yeah.
And Bigby went into the computer yesterday. And you know how you can put a scrolling message on the bottom of a screensaver?
Right.
It says, I swear to God, remember today could have been your last show.
Oh, that's not, that's nice.
Tom Bigby.
Wow.
There you go. That's,
man.
That's the managerial stylings of Tom Bigby.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
Right.
Gee.
Right.
Okay, that's that's motivating.
Hello,
yes.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, open at the Onion yet? Is it 3 o'clock?
Are you the same guy that called before?
Nope.
Listen, what is it?
You've been in New York forever. You're terrible. Get off already.
We're here forever.
You get off.
We're here forever, I mean, and you're listening.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. If you think Philly ratings are going up, it's only because you're getting the rub from O&A.
We're getting a what?
You're getting a rub. You're getting their show is bringing people to you because people are put on the station to listen to them. You guys are old men. You're terrible and you're boring.
Uh-huh. How do you get a rub from a show that's on after ours?
It's you guys are on before, and their show's on after, so people are putting on the station.
Let me ask you a question, please, son, and I know you got to get back to your 10th grade biology class.
Yeah, no, it's 11th grade.
Okay, 11th grade. How old do you think we are?
Probably 50.
No, but I mean, seriously. I mean,
seriously? I think you're both probably about 48, 50.
Would you like to know how old we are?
Yes, I would.
I'm 43.
And I'm 42.
That wasn't bad. I wasn't off.
And you know,
would you like another question answered?
Sure.
How old do you think Opie and Anthony are?
I know they're older too. But what does age have to do with anything?
You were the one that mentioned age.
You brought it up.
You're old. You're old.
So are they.
No, they're not fat. They're cool and they're funny. They're edgy. You guys suck. You talk politics. I don't want to hear about JFK and Maryland. You guys suck.
Politics? What are we talking about politics?
JFK and Maryland?
You guys talk about WJFK stuff relating to Maryland. Who cares?
Relating to Maryland?
Yeah, relating to Maryland. Your home station.
What do you mean politics?
You guys talk too much political stuff.
Like what?
Give us
an example.
Please give us an example.
You don't talk entertainment enough.
So you're not able to give us an example, dumbass.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
Well, you are.
How long have you guys been on in New York?
You're a shill. You're a punk.
How long have you guys been on in New York?
You
guys been on in New York for 2 years. Your ratings are terrible.
Our ratings
are... The radio chick had better ratings than you guys.
No, you know what? That is a fallacy that I would like to clear up right now. Our ratings are better than the radio chicks were. The radio chick had one book where she had a spike.
Oh, come on.
No. Come on. You want to talk truth? We have higher ratings than when Ron and Fez were on in the midday slot. We have higher ratings than the radio chick had when she was on in the midday slot.
Well, you guys are backstabbers, man. You tried to screw O&A. You wanted middays. You guys will never succeed in New York.
Wait a minute. We tried to screw and then he runs away like a little girl. It's interesting how we're getting two calls like that. Perhaps something's afoot.
I don't know.
Apparently. Me thinks something might be afoot, but we're capable of that, too.
Sure. And besides,
no S.
He couldn't stay because I think the debate club meets today.
Yeah, no. I mean, way to hang. You know, all of his points that you know, we would be willing to hear him out, but he can't hang. He can't do it.
Right. Well, I'll just say he's a good representative.
Right.
Of the listenership of that show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting. Wow. Very interesting, those calls.
Happy Friday. But we'll deal with it. I don't care.
Absolutely. I find it curious that we're getting those today.
Annas.
Those calls from those Annas.
Annas.
And we take them, ladies and gentlemen, good and bad.
Yeah, we sure do. Hello. Don and Mike show. I don't care.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
I want to talk to that guy that just called in. Is he still on?
No, he had to go back to biology.
As soon as we started answering his questions, he decided to hang up. He ran.
All right, because I just wanted to agree with him. You guys suck. You really do.
But you're listening.
Now your turn to run.
Yeah.
But you're listening.
I can't believe, though, that you guys think you're funny.
Well, you're listening, though.
Yeah, waiting to see if you actually do so. I can't believe you guys get paid.
Been waiting
for this.
To see. I mean, we've been on for quite some time, so do you wait to see every day?
No, not every day.
Well, you seem to know the show.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And who's the idiot that laughs like a retard in the back all the time?
So you do listen all the time. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, but you suck.
That's fine.
But you're listening.
You're listening. That's all that matters.
Yeah, this one's for Tim. They suck.
Yeah, so you really do listen a lot.
Ouch. Yeah, so you know that. You know our little thing that we do. That's good.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank.
Hi. Yeah, and you know our news guy. That's good, too, so you're a regular listener.
Buzz is the coolest guy on the show, and he's got the least amount of airtime.
Don't try to divide and conquer.
He always gets screwed when he tries to do his story.
You know, for a guy that thinks we suck, you spend a lot of time listening to this little radio show.
How many packs of cigarettes do you smoke, Don? 20 packs a day?
You know, for a guy that really says that we suck...
You sure do listen a lot.
I bring up the point again that you listen every day.
Yeah.
And your radio's turned up too loud in the background.
Well,
and that's the mark.
It, so
that's the mark of a pure. So you can't turn the volume down and record it at the same time, you dumb ass.
God,
you're such a moron.
The big thing
guys
is
like you come out in my stool.
You double team everybody like you guys are so hip.
Yeah, that's
talk.
Right. No,
well,
no,
why
no.
don't you bring a retarded twin in here and you can double team us.
We so double what? Team because it's a two guy show.
If I brought two retarded twins in, then you'd have quadruplets there.
I tell you what, you are so freaking talented. Turn your radio down and I'll let you run the show.
Go ahead.
Really?
Yes.
You're on the air. Except you cannot just spend time saying we suck.
Yeah, if that's it, we'll cut you off. But if you want to be entertaining, you want to try to be entertaining, we'll give you your forum.
Turn your radio down.
Cool.
Turn it down.
Okay, okay.
It's still turned on.
All the way down, dumbass.
Okay.
No, it's still turned on.
All right, no, I just lowered it.
No, you I mean, turn it down all the way, dumbass.
It is. It's all the way down.
Now, remember the ground rules. You can't come on and say, hey, Don and Mike suck. They have no ratings.
Yeah, but you can do whatever else you want.
Okay. Okay. Can I take callers?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All
right, hey, Ray, you want a cue? Okay, you're on.
All right, it's WNEW. Good afternoon. This is the Frankie Show. Let's take a call. Let's go to line 12. Who we got there?
All right, hold on a second. Which line do you want?
I just pick one. I can't say them.
All right, there you go. Go ahead.
Yo! Hey, how we doing?
Yeah, man, how you doing?
All right, where you calling from?
Yo, BK, baby, BK.
All right, hey, listen.
Oh, God, kill it.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was an inopportune time for him to call. Jesus Christ.
We had a real mess on our hands
was, you know, unfortunately, the effing faggot guy called. And he was that first guy directing it at our new friend on the phone.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
Listen, here's all I know, and I'm going to be done with you morons in a second. All you douches out there who are calling up and saying, you don't like the show, that we don't have any ratings. Listen, asswipes, you're listening to me now on the radio. So you are listening. I don't care if you say you like it or you don't like it.
Just listen.
You are listening.
Bingo.
So we win because you are listening.
There you go.
Dumb asses. Stupid. Stupid asses. I wish I could revert you all back to childhood so you could be fondled by priests.
Oh. Bada bing.
So that a priest could take you in his mouth.
Listen, Ennis. Your NSS.
Suckle you.
We have had calls from several NSS, Captain. The NSS have called today. I believe the NSS Army has been mobilized today. But we've dealt with NSS armies everywhere we've gone.
We have.
And believe me, it will not be the last time, and it certainly is not the first time.
Absolutely.
And Jesus Christ. It actually does get the blood flowing a little bit. This is one of those days where I kind
of
dig it.
See, part of it is that some of you people out there are really stupid enough to believe everything that you hear every disc jockey say on the radio.
Right.
Whether it's that one disc jockey stole from another disc jockey or that one disc jockey is going to be fired or that one radio station's going out of business.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excuse me. No. Of course, Bruce. Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
We keep them coming, though.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing about this show. Mm-hmm. If you call, you get on the air.
Yeah, that's what makes it work.
We don't screen out the dummies. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask all these ONA listeners that are, I'm an ONA listener, and I'm a fan of your show. Don't call anymore. It's not helping. They're making the ONA listeners look like a bunch of jackasses.
You know what Don just said, though, about buying into what, you know, everything, every little thing you hear. You know, there are a lot of people that feel that way about this radio station that like both shows, and we're fine with that. We're also fine with the guys that want to call and play like the last guys did. It doesn't matter to us. The fact is, as long as they're listening, that's the most important part of the deal.
Oh, right. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's they're making the average ONA listener sound like
An idiot.
Well, and, you know, I'm not, and I'm sure there's a bunch that aren't, and it's, right. It makes us sound really bad.
Well, the thing is, I mean, everybody's got those people. I mean, we've got those people. You know, I mean, people that are, you know, so you know, over the top that they so totally identify with what they listen to that I don't want to say they're pathetic, but they're pathetic.
They are, and frankly, after doing this for as long as we've been doing it, I'm really to the point where I'm kind of sick of it, and I think that the listeners, the people who actually do listen to the show and like the show, and talk about our show,
right?
They're sick of it, because frankly, I don't care if you only heard of us for 2 years in New York City. We've been doing this, Mike and I, for 17 years together.
A long, long time. And we've been through every kind of disc jockey war that you can go through.
Right.
And you know what? They're all the same. They never change. They are the same type of patterns that develop. Right. It always works that way. And as I said, we've been dealing with it for a long time. And it does get, you know, as far as the material, it's like old material. It gets tired. Yeah. It gets very, very old.
You suck. You suck. You suck. You suck. You suck.
Now, there are a lot of people that, you know, there's still, I mean, there are guys that have been doing this a long time that would get a call like that and would be so completely unfazed they wouldn't be able to continue and do their radio show. We actually, I don't know if it's a sick thing about us, but we've always kind of gotten a twinkle in our eye when it happens, because it's just, I mean, it's so old, but it's always kind of amusing.
But it reaches a point when you just say,
yeah, you get bored with it. They always come in spurts, because the type of people that do that, you get the initial one and then you get the copycats, because the kind of people that identify so much to make a call like that, they're also the kind of people that you know, are cowardly enough where they can't come up with their own idea.
Thank you for the call, Eric. And I would, you know, I'll tell you this too, that I think part of the reason we're getting those calls today is that yesterday ONA were going off against me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you exactly what happened. There was an article in the Washington Post where they wrote about the ratings for Opie and Anthony on WJFK.
Right.
And the ratings were up.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings were up. The guy in the newspaper writes something like that the ratings were not great for Opie and Anthony. My quote was, as the program director of the station, we're very happy with Opie and Anthony.
Right.
You know, they're doing a great job on WJFK.
Right.
I can't help it that the douchebag from the Washington Post didn't print that I said number one is number one, and that they're number one in all these male demographics.
So, I mean, anybody that would be familiar with our relationship with the Washington Post knows those sons of bitches aren't going to write the facts anyway.
So I'm listening to this down in the office yesterday, and I'm hearing ONA go off on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in during a commercial break, and I had the story, and I said, what is the problem here?
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
Right.
Why are you going off on me?
Mm-hmm.
I stood up for you guys. And Opie had a problem because the guy from the Post, hey, Rob, will you pull me up a copy of that?
Sure.
You know what? Do it right here. Go to DCRTV.com. It's the inept writing style of the guy from the Washington Post.
Now, they have a new guy doing this?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, is this going to be the... I mean, they've basically blown out the radio column in the Post anyway,
right,
so you don't get a regular suit. But somebody wrote about the... What's his name?
Paul Farhi?
Farhi, F-A-R-H-I.
Farhi?
Hold on a second.
Paul Farhi's a jolly good fellow.
All right, here he is. All right, the D.C. Post.
Farhi?
No.
Yes, Farhi.
I read you.
Could he be profiled?
I'll read you
maybe,
exactly what was written, and you tell me why Opie and Anthony got mad at this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're about the ratings, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. Tom Joyner, Money L. Okay, here you go. Right here.
The quarterly ratings book showed continued weakness for the Opie and Anthony program during afternoon drive hours on WJFK.
That's the writer. Mm-hmm.
The program syndicated out of New York is attracting less than half of the adult audience that the Don and Mike show drew in the same time period. WJFK program director, and now I should tell you already that in what I've read you, the quarterly ratings book, he has that in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike show is in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he writes JFK program director and quotation marks, Don and Mike host Don Geronimo said it was still too early to compare, and then quotes again, Opie's ratings with those of his own show, which has made a successful transition to middays. Then it has the only quote that says, I actually said something.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we're very happy with the way it's performing, he said. The station is in great shape. So, I hear Opie...
Well, what did they have a problem with?
Well, first off, and I told them get used to it in the Washington Post.
Right.
I said our ratings were up, yet the guy from the Post wrote that the show showed continued weakness. I came in here yesterday during a commercial break, and
And they had a problem with you because why?
Well, let me just tell you. I said to them, get used to it in the Washington Post. The Washington Post hates WJFK.
Right.
They never write anything good about WJFK.
Yeah.
And if you look at it from the overall rating standpoint, they went like from 17th place to 14th place.
Right.
But in demographic, they did very well.
Good.
They're number one in quite a few demographics.
Well, and you know, you had mentioned that to me before this article came out, that they had shown growth in the demographics, which was good.
So I come in yesterday, after they blasting me with this crap, which is why I think we get these hate calls, incidentally.
Yeah.
And I said to Opie and Anthony, what's the problem? And Opie said, well, right here it says, host Don Geronimo said it was too early to compare Opie's ratings with those of his own show. And I said, yeah. He said, you said it's Opie. It's Opie and Anthony. And I said, I know. I didn't say that.
Right.
I didn't say
that. Was that the problem?
That was the problem. That was the problem. And I looked both those guys in the eye, and I said, I was there telling the guy, you're number one in all these male demographics.
Right.
It serves no purpose for me to slam you guys because I'm the PD at WJFK.
Right.
I want their show to succeed on WJFK.
Are they aware of the fact that if they succeed on WJFK, your wallet succeeds?
Yeah, correct.
WJFK? Well, that's the way your deal is structured to be program director?
Correct. I want them to be number one in men 18 to 49.
Jesus Christ.
So I think
you're right. I think that's now, if they were going off on it for what reason, I don't know. That's probably why we're getting the call.
So Opie says to me, he says, well, look at man, it says it right here, right? It says, compare Opie's ratings. I said, I never said to the guy, Opie's ratings. And then Opie says to me, well, what about when you wanted to have that meeting with me? And I said, yeah. He said, well, I do everything with Anthony. Because at one point, listen, here's the deal about WNEW. You know what? I don't care who gives a rat's ass about he did or he did or he did. The reason that this station is not winning is because this is not a team. This is not a team. The disc jockeys don't play together.
Not at all.
Like they're on a team.
It's ridiculous.
And our deal was set up, our new syndication deal was set up, that it was going to be Howard Stern, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony on radio stations throughout America, except in New York, because Howard Stern is on K-Rock.
Right, right.
Okay, so we were supposed to be packaged together, the three shows, as a package, so you could go to radio stations, you could say, hey, you got 6A to 7P.
Here is your hot talk format right here.
You're going to be
best
number
in
one.
The country.
So, for whatever reason, you know, we fought with Opie and Anthony before.
Right.
All I wanted to do was have a meeting with them, with Opie, because I thought Opie's the leader of the show.
Right.
And I asked Ken. I said to Ken, ask Opie if he'll sit down with me outside of the radio station.
If Opie wants to bring Anthony to the meeting, if they both do their meetings together, if that's the way they do it, that would have been cool, too.
Just to discuss what the friggin' problem is, why the shows cannot work together, or at least stop this bull-ass of one show bashing the other show. I ain't into it.
I am so used to it when you're dealing with competing radio stations, which is, the way it's done, the way it's always been done. I am not used to it when you are in-house and you're in the same building and you're dealing with that, but apparently that has been done many different times, and that's the way it is done. And you know what? If they really, as you said, if they want to look to the reason why this station is underperforming, look to that. Look to the infighting situation here. The absolute complete bull. And, I mean, I would love to say the word right now because it is so completely wrong.
Opie says to me yesterday, this is during a commercial, he says, but you just wanted to meet with me, not with Anthony. I said, listen, I thought your show was set up like mine is. You know, where Opie sits over here and runs the buttons, and I assumed Opie, you know, is for a better lack of word, the leader of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if it was both of you, that's great. The reason I wanted to get together and meet was to say, listen, why can't we freaking be professionals about this? I mean, the goddamn Oakland Raiders hated each other, but they played on the same team together.
Right.
There is not a team aspect
at
this radio station.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to believe in the show necessarily to play on the same team.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a love fest, but In order for a station to be successful, especially when you're doing it the way we're doing it here, you got to do it. You got to suck it up, and you got to do it. But, you know, it doesn't matter to certain individuals, and it, you know, and that's just the way it is.
So I heard. Listen, now I'm going on and doing exactly what I said I didn't want to do on the air. The reason we're getting these hate calls today from the Opie and Anthony fans are because they were trashing me. Excuse me, during...
Yeah, but I mean, they were trashing you, and I looked at the article, I read the article.
During the beginning of their show yesterday when they were reading the stuff in the Washington Post.
They were trashing you when the, you know, as we have trashed Washington Post journalists for 17 years, and that paper has never consistently gotten it right.
And I looked Opie in
read
the eye...
Read your quote, your goddamn quote in the paper.
I looked Opie in the eye, and I looked Anthony in the eye, and I said, hey... I'm telling you what I told the guy. And Opie looks at me and he goes, well, if you're saying that, I guess I got to believe you.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it is difficult to do that. And I know that ain't easy for you to do either. To get on the to get on the horn with a guy from the Washington Post and to, you know, play the team game when up here
there
people
is no
aren't
team.
Doing the team thing. And
there
we're,
is
getting,
no
we're
team.
Getting effing torpedoed all the time. It
there
sucks.
Is no team. There is no team.
So, and, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is the quote stands by itself that you did that in the Washington Post. That's what you said. You
my
said,
quote
you know,
about Opie and Anthony is, the only thing that you can directly attribute me to is this. We're very happy with the way it's performing. The station is in great shape. Mm-hmm. That's all the reporter chose to put of my part of the interview right. in there. So I heard that yesterday, and I came in, and I talked to them, and I have no idea what they said afterwards, because I left and I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't even fault them. The problem at WNEW is there is a lack of goddamn management leadership
yeah.
that somebody has to get the thumb out of their ass.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
To sit the disc jockeys down to say, listen, you know what? There are 100 radio stations in New York.
Right.
If you want to make fun of anybody, why don't you make fun of the other radio stations? And why don't you just shut your friggin' mouth and just do a good show?
Absolutely.
Stop talking about how WNEW sucks. And then you got the whole Stern thing.
Right.
That, you know...
Well, we're all handcuffed.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to talk about Stern.
I mean, which is ridiculous, too. I mean, because...
At NEW, you know, can't put a morning show on because
right.
we're not allowed to compete with Howard Stern in the morning.
Right.
Jesus.
But I've never seen it. I've never, ever, in over 20 years in this business, I have never seen it the way it is here. And you know what? It is so goddamn jive. It is so posturing, little person BS. Weak-minded, weak-kneed... BS from management around here, where everybody kind of sits in a room collectively. You know, we had a going away party for Matt Stout last night. You know, the division of people here and people there. It is really total crap. And what it stems from is exactly what you said.
This
doesn't have anything
here.
To do. You know what? We have egos. Opie and Anthony have egos. Ron and Fez have egos. Everybody. Pharrell's got an ego. That's what disc jockeys are. The way you solve a problem when your team is not functioning is you do it with strong management, with somebody, Jeremy Coleman, that can make a goddamn fist and run a radio station.
He's afraid to. And I got news for you. The sword's going to fall on you, Jeremy, long before it falls on us.
Unless you can think you can make little jokes about asking Ken to fire you as you tread water.
You dumbass.
And let this bullcrap continue. Which is just ridiculous.
You know, F's up the beginning of our show today because we're taking these hate calls. And the reason we're getting these hate calls from Opie and Anthony is because of what they said yesterday on their show. And what I would say to them is what I said before. You got a bitch with us, come on the air with us.
Absolutely.
Come on the air with us, call us up, let's talk about it.
It has never, ever been about Opie and Anthony digging our show or us digging their show. And it doesn't have to be.
But I
but
am...
on the team, you have to participate on the team.
And I am enough of a team player that I didn't stab him in the back in the Washington Post. And I didn't appreciate that yesterday. And that was the vibe...
Well, your quote's in there. I mean, if anybody wants to read it, you know, look it up and read the goddamn quote.
That was the vibe that they were giving out yesterday, which I attribute to the 12-year-olds that call us today.
Well, you know, and the mentality of the whole atmosphere around here is 12-year-old mentality. And it's an absurd environment to function in right, as a professional.
Now, here's a question. I'll take this one. Let's take Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Bob.
On a mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm on a cell. I listen to your show all the time. I think you guys are good. You know, you got a mature sense of humor and stuff. But my question to you is, if you know that the Washington Post slams you all the time or doesn't represent you in a favorable light, why would you give them the time of day? Why would you give them an interview?
And this is exactly what I said to ONA yesterday. If I didn't say we're happy with the way they're performing, the station is in great shape, you know what the article would have said? The article would have said the
quarterly, it would have been worse.
The quarterly,
oh, absolutely.
The article simply would have said the quarterly ratings book showed continued weakness for the raunchy Opie and Anthony program during afternoon drive on WJFK.
That's all that would have been in
there. That's all it would have said.
So what you're trying to...
When you ignore them, I mean, it's always been our experience with the Washington Post. When you cut them off completely, then that opens the door for them to say anything they want in there.
What I did, when I'm talking to the dumb reporter, I'm saying a million good things about our show, about Stern's show, about Opie and Anthony's show, about the Sports Junkie show, hoping that if I just bombard him with nothing but good stuff, if he's going to print a quote from me, it's going to be something that's decent.
Right.
To at least balance out the unfair treatment that WJFK Radio gets in the Washington Post.
Oh, I would also kind of figure that if anybody else in the business, in your business, knows of the Washington Post, that they wouldn't take them as being a favorable source.
Well, the reason, and Don mentioned this briefly at the beginning, the reason the Washington Post, at least as far as I'm concerned, has always had a negative slant, they don't like the edge. That paper has never, from Catherine Graham, the late Catherine Graham, on down, has always had a big problem with the kind of content that's on WJFK. They always have. And you know what? Washington is a clicky town when it comes to politics and media. So what you get is they're writing badly about WJFK because that's the thing they think they should do. Okay, that's kind of the way,
their standing is as a paper.
Well, they're the only game in town.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Who's going to read the
Washington? I was going to say, maybe you should start slamming them.
Well, let me tell you something. When we come up to New York, it's always refreshing to be in a city that's got a few more outlets.
Thank you, my friend. All right. So listen, that's it. I'm done on that topic now. If you like the show, great. If you don't like it, F you. But I'm just going to say, for the record, I like all the people at WNEW. I even like Opie and Anthony. I do. And if they would like to work as a team, I would like to work as a team. If they don't want to work as a team, that's fine. Just do me a favor. Just leave me out of it. Just leave me out of it, okay? When I'm trying to help you, because I do have a vested interest in the success of their show in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's all. And management, Ken, Jeremy, Dan Mason, however many douchebags are involved in the running of the station, how about somebody just please one friggin' time have some balls and get the station staff together and say,
it's astonishing that they can't be done. That's what blows me away. You know, we are powerful when we do these little radio shows, and we talk about management and we berate management, but the fact of the matter is, as simple as it is, we work for management. There are people that sign our paychecks, okay? We have bosses. And the bottom line, it's called cause when you have an exclusive broadcast contract. If we don't do what they tell us to do, and they tell us again and again and again,
then we get fired.
They can S-can us. That's the way it works. That's the bottom line. You know, do we get on and bitch about management? Yeah, that's the style of radio it is, and we're able to do that. But the fact of the matter is, if you get somebody that wants to make a fist and get everybody in a room together and say, hey, we're going to do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, you know, without affecting real content of the program, that's it.
But somebody just say, listen, WNEW is a station that is teetering on the edge of doing something else.
Right, exactly.
So how about for the next 90 to 120 days that the station has left, how about everybody just try to play nice together? I mean, am I such a pussy for saying that?
No, I don't think so. I think No, I think what we're talking about and what we're letting people know and what we're letting people see behind the curtain right here is you're talking about business and you're talking about good business and doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a personal grudge between this show and Opie and Anthony? I don't think so. Have they said crap about us? Have we said crap about them on the show? Absolutely. You know, I don't care if I'm never friends with those guys. It doesn't matter. What I do care about is working in an environment where there is a chance to win.
Because,
period.
Listen, here's the bottom line. If the morning show has a good rating, the midday show will have a good rating. If the midday show has a good rating, the afternoon show will have a good rating. If the afternoon show has a good rating, the nighttime show will have a good rating.
Do you have to get on and have a suck fest with every show? Every show? No, absolutely not.
You want proof of that? Look at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at WJFK. You got Howard Stern, Oz, Opie and Anthony, Sports Junkies. Station is number one in men, 6 a.m. till midnight.
Bingo.
There's none of this infighting bullcrap.
That's the bottom line. And you know what?
That goes on there.
Here's the funny thing. I mean, it's almost like a catch-22 that goes in a vicious circle. When you don't have a team operation, and everybody's picking at everybody else, and this infighting crap because of weak management goes on, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to, you're going to burn the whole house down. You get some growth and some steady growth in the radio station overall, all of a sudden, this crap, this bull-s evaporates. And everybody just being successful.
I've had this argument with Ken. It's like a baseball team. A baseball team that loses 10 in a row and they're saying, God, we suck, we're awful. They win 10 in a row. After they lose 10 in a row, all of a sudden everybody's the best of friends.
Yeah.
And they start talking about the great chemistry they have on the team.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay? That's it. I know we got a break.
We do.
That's it. End of lecture. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us to vent that.
Thank you.
But you know what's sad? It won't be listened to at management. I'm glad that new guy's wandering the hallway.
Big B?
Because I think he'd probably understand that. He's a radio guy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He sure as hell is. Not like Jeremy.
And I know the guy down the street in Philadelphia understands that, too.
Yeah, Tim.
He understands how to position it.
Right. Okay. All right, that's it. End of lecture. Thank you. How come some university doesn't call us up? How come George Bush doesn't call us up to get in this goddamn Israel-Palestine thing?
Right.
We've lectured at the University of Kansas.
Yes, we have.
We did. That's true, Rob. You're right.
In one of those little college amphitheaters.
One time we actually did give a lecture.
I believe it was a class on law.
Right.
It was. All right. Clear the line. Let's give a call 100. Let's try to give away, what are we down to? $2,000?
Oh, make it $2,500. It's Friday.
$2,500. Celebrity Burp. Call 100. You know the phone numbers. Good luck. Dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're
at it again. Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way just hearing them.
The Don and Mike Show. Ready to answer the hot number. Don and Mike.
Right. Let's get a caller number 100. Trying to give away some dough here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to do the celebrity burp.
Yes, darling. What is your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary? Hello, Mary. Mary, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
All right, Mary, you won the Kiss DVD, Kiss Exposed. Plus, you get the X-Files prize pack. The X-Files is going off the air, so watch it Sunday nights on Fox.
Okay.
There you go. And now, I don't think that was exactly the read.
I thought it was a dynamic read.
The read that they were looking for.
I thought you were really giving it your all.
Yeah. At least for the end of the X-Files, right? David Duchovny's actually going to be on.
The big finale. Yeah,
it's not going to be one of those episodes where Gillian Anderson picks up a phone and she just pretends that it's David Duchovny.
He'll actually be in the big two-hour finale.
And
not since Alex Trebek did his commercials for Phone Jeopardy has there been such a read.
Okay.
Call now, Phone Jeopardy.
Here we go.
How are they going to listen?
$2,500 in cash. Here are your clues about the celebrity burper. Highly sexual.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful inside and out.
Right. Uh-huh.
100% all woman.
And how much money is on the line?
$2,500.
I feel good about this one.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Oh, you turned on just hearing that burp. Really, I get wood. When I think about the burp that comes from that mouth.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
$2,500. Who is that?
It's got to be Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, honey, I would eat her burp. I would eat.
I know you would
eat. You would eat the corn out of her burp.
I would put. You could pour her phlegm when her water broke and she had her baby.
Oh, right. No.
You could put that water.
You drink the water,
and I would drink it. I would bathe in it. I would gargle it
with olives or without.
I thought for sure.
All right. Sorry, honey. And don't forget that. Every guest
we're sorry.
Is a clue for you. A clue for you. Thank you. No, it's not Elizabeth Hurley. Are we ready with the emails?
I believe so.
All right. Hey. Let's get to it. We did have the computer voice on the air earlier. Now he's going to go back to his regular style.
Very good. Very exciting.
You know, there's one email that I don't think the computer is going to be able to translate.
Right.
But I did want to share it with you.
Okay.
And it came from Nicole Wright. And the subject is, Buzz died in a fire.
Oh, my.
Buzz died in a fire and his body was burned pretty badly. The morgue needed someone to identify the body, so they sent for his two best friends, Don and Mike. The three men had always done everything together.
Yes.
Don arrived first. When the mortician pulled back the sheet, Don said, "Yep, his face is burned pretty bad. You better roll him over." The mortician rolled him over, and Don said, "No, that's not Buzz."
Oh.
The mortician thought that was rather strange. Then he brought Mike in to identify the body. Mike took a look at the body and said, "Yep, he's pretty burnt up. Roll him over." The mortician rolled him over, and Mike said, "No, that ain't Buzz."
Mm-hmm.
The mortician asked, "How can you tell?" Gomer said, "Well, Buzz had two a-holes and a taint." "What? He had two a-holes and a taint?" said the mortician. "Yep. Everyone knew he had two a-holes. Every time we went to town, folks would say, 'Hey, here comes Buzz with those two a-holes.'"
A long way to go. I saw it coming, but his story. There we go.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Once again, continuing the love theme.
Yes. I thought that the computer, though, would just take too much time.
Yeah.
That would
probably be pretty painful to listen to that with your computer. Yeah.
All right, Johnny, let's roll the emails at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Hold email message from Duke Eldridge. Subject: replied, "Oh brother, where art thou? We thought you was a toad." Old email message.
Funny, have you seen the movie?
From Rich Hodler. Subject: "I slept in a van last night. The guys still rock. You are the Viking radio gods. He was the first punk to set foot on this earth. He was a genius from the day of his birth. He could play the piano like a ring and a bell, and everybody screamed, 'Come on, rock me Amadeus.' His mind on rock and roll and having fun because he lived so fast. He had to die so young, but he made his mark in history. Still everybody says, 'Rock me Amadeus.' From the Viking."
The Viking.
"P.S. I kick rhymes like I kick the homeless."
I kick
rhymes. Old email message. From Beard. Veronica L. Subject: "Mike.
Mike.
Have I told you that you're my favorite?"
Mm-hmm.
"Blew at you long time."
Thank you.
Old email message.
Thank you. Very brief and to the point.
Great. Subject: "None.
We need the light.
I am beginning to get bored reading the email to you. It is time for me equals to find a pornographic website." "Ah, here is one. Oh my Peter. Oh equals my Peter. Oh my Peter. Lisa, would you apply some pressure to my equals computer taint? Buzz, won't you show how?"
Yes.
"Yes. Yes. That's the spot equals. Oh my Peter."
Oh my Peter.
Old email message. From Larry L. Peacock. Subject: "I got your picture. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Okay.
I'm turning Japanese.
All right.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
All right. God damn it.
Okay, here we go.
Old email message. From Federico Rocco. Subject: Fun. Not. Z. Style.
Fun Nazi style.
His name was John J. Cobb. J.L. Ty. Mer. Smith. His name is my
name
too.
Jesus Christ.
When ever we go out, the crows all sing and shout.
Wow.
They say, "John J. Cobb. J.L. Ty. Mer. Smith. Seed. Pile. Rob A. Steve. Prigging.
You
Kyle.
Tedious storm trooper.
From Wendy to Whitney.
Wacky hon.
Subject. No, boo boo. Miss Lucy had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Miss Lucy went to heaven.
Might as well hear it still make you laugh.
Hello, operator. Give me number 9. If you disconnect me, I'll kick your little. Behind the refrigerator, there was a piece of glass. Miss Lucy sat upon it and broke her little. Ask me no more questions. Tell me no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom, pulling down there. Flies are in the kitchen. Bees are in the park. Boys and girls are kissing. In the D-A-R-K, dark. Thank you and good night.
Okay.
Hold your message.
That's all right.
Thank you.
From Brian B. Rio. Subject. My mom.
Hello.
This is your computer and I would like to see my mother. She has a virus and is not going to live long. And you sent me to see her.
It's like a contest.
She has 6 weeks to live. No, I mean 2 weeks. My mistake, she has 3 days to live. I really miss her. This would be a great Mother's Day gift to see her before she dies in 1 day. From your computer, hold email message. From Buttery Michael CMB01C. Subject. Don and Mike. Hey. Don and Mike.
Yes.
Do you like Jack Diamond? He is so funny. He told me to tell you hi. Don. Rob. There is a angry Jewish black mob outside looking for you. Is Lisa available yet? She is so hot. I want to live. Never mind. I am already done.
I am already
done. Email message.
One more.
From LEGENDARYSSBROLY.
Yeah, okay.
Subject.
One more.
Song. Hello, Don, Mike, Buzz, and throat stupid Nazis. I would like to sing you part of the song. Odds. I did it again. I played with your heart, got it lost in the game. Oh, baby. Odds, you think I'm in love.
Used to be oops.
But I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. That was Brittany Spears. Odds, I did it again.
Old
email message.
Okay, and that's That'll do it. Maybe we're getting towards the end.
That might be the first crack right there.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of the historians keeping track of this show, make note that today was the first time that perhaps we were looking at each other and saying...
Yeah, just, you know, I was starting to take a lot of deep breaths during that segment.
If it's going to be all song lyrics,
right?
Well, then maybe, you know, the Verizon people have gotten as many plugs as they're going to get on this show.
Yeah. That was basically Nazis sending us song lyrics.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I understand, Rob.
I know what's wrong with
you, hateful hump.
You can write us. System's still up.
Right.
Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
Yes, and, you know, who knows? We might be wowed next time.
Okay, now,
maybe.
I know what I forgot to talk about, because we got into that whole self-serving, you know, radio thing. I have not watched this show, The Bachelor, but I'm reading. Wow, what was that?
I don't know.
Turning off the show.
Oh, I got you. Okay, turning off the email thing. I'm reading the show's getting huge ratings.
It's a great show.
And from what I've heard, it's like better than Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire.
It's no Shipmates, though.
That there's one guy.
Oh, you don't watch that.
There's one guy.
I love Shipmates.
There's one guy with like 25 girls. Nah. So... I watched it last night.
He married the one with the biggest jugs.
No, listen, though. He didn't.
I thought he picked her.
Wait, you got to wait in here, because I watched it last night.
Okay, all right.
We were at the Matt Stout party.
Right.
Party!
He picked the blonde with huge boobs.
Yeah?
And they indicated that she had already had sex with him.
Oh. Now, and she was the lovey-dovey one for him.
The point on the show was the Bachelor was going to pick one girl.
Right.
And he was going to marry her. Mm-hmm. Here is how it ended last night. He's standing in front of her, and he says, "You with the big jugs, dumb blonde."
Is that what he said?
Whatever her name is.
Okay.
I have selected you.
Uh-huh.
And then he reaches in his pocket, and he pulls out a ring. And he opens the box up, and he goes, "This is a ring." Then he closes the box, and he puts it back in his pocket. And he says, I'm going to give our relationship time to grow.
Wait a minute. He
did not.
He effed everybody.
He did not.
That's not the deal.
He did not marry the girl.
That's like...
I'm telling you, he's a scumbag.
Well, he's a... Anybody who's watched any episode of that show, and I watched a couple of them, he is a total weasel scumbag F.
I'm telling you, I watched it last night, and I saw...
And she is so in love with the guy.
The effer pulled out...
Wow. Oh, my God.
...the ring, and then... And I don't know exactly what way he said it, but he didn't... He did not...
He didn't marry her?
He did not ask her to marry him, and they are not married.
Wow. But she was probably still going, okay.
Yeah, right.
Fine, la la la.
She's already humped him.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already banged him.
Well, she said she's in love with him. You know, the one I saw is when they went to the restaurant, Tavern on the Green, and, you know, he was talking about, and he said, well, you know, he's sitting there, and he's such a smarmy guy. He is a guy, I'd just love to kick his ass. Just give me 5 minutes to do that. And the guy, he's sitting there in the back of the little horse-drawn carriage, and he says, well, I guess, or, no, they're in one of the tour buses here in New York. And he says, well, I guess I'll ask the question now about the boobs. And then she's like, well, okay, I'll answer anything you want. Because she's like a little puppy dog.
I thought it was fantastic. Now, I have not watched enough of the show to know if it was absolutely in the rules that he had to marry her on the last episode.
But was she at all chagrined at this? I mean, was she visibly upset? No, she's just like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Stupid broad. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Brad.
Hello.
Hello.
Do I have that right about The Bachelor? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Rich.
Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
Got a question for you. I keep calling in for your radio contest. I mean, I know the answer for it, but I keep missing it. The other day, you guys had some Kid Rock tickets. Is there anything I can do to try to win a set?
Where are you calling from?
I am a traveling salesman. I pick you up between NEW and YSP all day long.
Well, the next time you're either in New York or Philly, when we're in either one of those cities, come up to whatever station it is, and I'm sure that there's something we can do.
You know, good luck to you, sir.
I got an idea, but I don't think you want to do it. We're going to dress someone up in a priest outfit.
Right.
And send him out.
I stand 6'9", so put me in a priest outfit.
Either in D.C., New York, or Philadelphia, we're going to send someone in a priest outfit with a collar and everything.
Right.
And have them stand down in front of a major church like the National Cathedral or St. Patrick's Church and have them screaming how they love Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to see, what kind of response.
See how long it'll last.
See what kind of response we get.
Yeah.
So are you trying to get me arrested here just to get a set of tickets?
Yeah, that basically, yes.
The idea.
Come on.
No, get out of here.
Or we could dress him up as a priest and send him to a Hanson concert.
When you were talking about The Bachelor before, have you seen the show Shipmates, my new favorite show?
That's on the WB, isn't it?
Yes, I have.
The one yesterday.
Pathetic.
I love it, though. You know, I mean, they throw them on a cruise ship together, and the two people, it's great when they really, really hated the guy. And the one ended yesterday with the girl. They went to some sort of bottling company where they bottled beer or some sort of a distilled product, and it stunk. And that's when he blew up, and he's walking away, and she says, "You are such a retard." It was fantastic.
Now, here's Dee Dee, who is addicted to The Bachelor. Dee Dee, are you there?
Yeah.
Dee Dee, now, what happened last night? He didn't get married to her, right?
He did not get married.
Did he propose?
No. What he did, he went and he bought the ring. And at the end of the show, he showed her the ring and said, you know, I got this for you, you know, but I'm going to keep it for the time being. And then I saw them on the show this morning, and it turns out they had talked about it. You know, they decided they'd buy the ring, but they were not getting engaged. So she kind of, you know, she knew what was coming.
Oh, then that's a total rip-off.
The whole payoff of that show. It's
supposed to be that he'd marry one of the 25 bays.
I know.
They have to commit. I mean, that is just total crap. They're ripping off. They just cheated us.
All right, thank you.
Has no one bought this?
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
You guys rock, and that's for you, Tim.
Thank you.
The Bachelor was a total rip-off. That idiot was like, here's a ring, but I'm going to keep it for now. Any other woman would have been like, F you, keep your ring and stick it sideways.
That's what I saw last night.
She totally ripped
up. She's just like a St. Bernard with a dish of food. I mean, she is so all over this guy.
Hello, Mary.
She is hot. She's hot in a, you know, in a, like, potentially beefy way. Like, you know, like once he does put that ring on her finger, she's going to get six dozen Krispy Kreme.
Once the ring goes on, she's going to need butter to get it off.
She does have great jugs, though.
She does, but they're, you know, they're store-bought.
Hello, Mary.
They're fake.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing, Don? Listen, the story behind The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The other girl, the party planner girl, she was the one who was really in love with him. But the other girl with the big boobs, she had stated that she liked him, but she couldn't see herself committing herself to him.
Well, then what is that dumb bitch doing on the show? Hello, Nick. Don and Mike's show.
She's there.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that girl Shannon last night that kept crying?
No, I only saw the very end when I saw him pull out the ring and then put it back in his pocket.
Oh, all right, because they had this one woman on there, Shannon, and they showed she went on like two dates with him and she cried like 14 times in those two dates. It was pretty ridiculous.
Wow. Didn't you see Shannon? You know what she said to him?
What?
Right now.
This is Scott Shannon. Well, that's all I know is that is, that's, on one hand, it's great.
These are fake breasts.
The guy didn't marry her.
Right.
On the other hand,
sounds like people are letting down.
What a ripoff.
Yeah. But you know, the guy that's on this show, The Bachelor, is right out of that great Rick Rockwell tradition.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the self-loving bachelor.
Here is Richard in Philly. Richard.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my friend.
How you doing?
Okay.
I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I was calling up because you guys said something about a priest, and I live in Philadelphia, and I wanted to dress up as the priest and do the Justin Timberlake thing.
Would you really? You
very good.
All right, hold on. We'll get your information.
All right.
We're going to be in Philly a week from Monday.
That's the Justin Timberlake impersonator, Justin Timberlake.
Hold on.
He goes to malls and hangs out around, mountaineering stores.
Yeah, buys work boots.
I don't see why we can't do it in Philly.
Absolutely.
New York, D.C., Baltimore.
Yeah, it'll be like Live Aid.
Right.
Sure. We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Yes, give it God a job, word. Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, before we get to the Friday favorite, we've got the guy in Philadelphia who says he'll wear the priest suit and go stand in front of the church
in Philly.
And profess his love for Justin Timberlake in Philly.
Right. It'd be great if we could get him some Justin Timberlake posters to hand out.
Now we have a guy from D.C., Andrew, who says he will do it at the National Cathedral.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And Andrew.
Wow. Hello?
And you know who this guy is, Mike? This is the guy that we've identified as Rob's brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, yes.
A medical student.
Yeah. This guy.
Hey,
this guy is perfect.
I had a little one-on-one time with him last weekend.
No kidding.
Yeah, your brother. I was talking. Got more details about his life than I care to know.
This guy is a nutcase. He is a perfect.
He is.
A perfect choice.
He will look perfect in the outfit.
Oh, I was also thinking maybe while I drive up there, I'll be playing Hanson.
All right, hold on a second, Lisa. I thought I'd never say this. Get this guy's information.
There you go.
Let's get him a priest suit. And we have a guy now from New York. We'll be back in New York in 2 weeks. Right? Not next week, though.
Right, 2 weeks.
You know, we might be back next week.
Right.
I don't know if that other thing, that CBS thing, happens. Hello, EC.
How's it going, guys?
You want to do the priest thing in New York?
I would love to. I live in New Jersey, but I'm 5 minutes outside Manhattan.
Beautiful. Cool. Hold on. We'll get your information.
Very good.
All right, so we just need somebody from Baltimore.
Right.
And we can...
We'll have the day of the priest.
Wow. One day. Well, actually, I like it when we were in the city.
Right.
I mean, like, if we do it one day when we're in D.C.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
Or, you know, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Maybe a marathon. Let's check in with Father Hurley.
We could just do all four of them
right. On
the same day in New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C.
Yeah, and there you know if you go into any of those places, you'd be able to pick up a couple of Justin Timberlake posters.
Or do it. All right. We'll figure out what day it is next week.
Right.
But we need a guy from Baltimore who's willing to dress up like a priest and go in front of a church with a cell phone, a major Catholic church in downtown Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and announce his love for Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. Buzz, I know you gave me that list of the...
today's stories.
Today's
right?
News stories.
Right.
And I didn't see this one on here, so I feel... listen, everybody, please, save your left eye jokes for the news.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because there's already maybe 15 or 20 Lisa Lopes left eye jokes that we've already got.
Absolutely.
So just save them until the news.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm kind of sad she's dead.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know how I feel about the jokes. Maybe you guys can tell the jokes. I mean, you guys, the listeners,
right.
can tell the jokes.
Maybe she'll get back at you, you know, eye for an eye.
There he goes.
Maybe Rob will.
Because,
because I like TLC. And I like the fact
that
she's the crazy bitch that burned down Andre Rison's house.
I know.
I love that. I was talking with a buddy in Chicago
right. Who
said that the Chicago White Sox have fired the announcer at Comiskey Park. And here's why they fired the announcer at Comiskey Park. Cleveland Indians are at Comiskey to play the White Sox.
Right.
Chuck Finley comes into the game to relief pitch for the Angels. For the Angels.
Right. Anaheim.
Not Cleveland. It's Anaheim that's in Chicago.
Ah, okay. Or he might be playing for Cleveland. I'm not sure.
Whoever he's playing for.
I think he might be absolutely right. He might be playing for Cleveland now.
He's playing for, Cleveland or Anaheim.
Right.
He comes in the game, like in the eighth inning. And all that the guy does is play that song by Whitesnake. Well, here we go again on my own.
Which just happened to be the song where she was in the video.
Right, where she's laying.
So nothing about beating or anything
that. No.
He just played. It's
they
fine.
Played Whitesnake.
Right. That's just funny.
And Chuck Finley got so pissed, he complained, and the White Sox fired the guy who runs their sound effects and the guy who says, like,
oh, that's a shame.
Now entering the game,
that's
number 15, Chuck Finley.
Wow. You know, I love it when it's the subtle funniness, too. Just playing that song. Yeah, they shouldn't have fired him.
Just playing a Whitesnake record.
Right, exactly.
That's all they got. Yeah.
Get into the guy's head. That's too goddamn funny.
All right, that's all I got for you. Now let's get to the Friday favor.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play Little Budget Jeopardy.
Now, I want you to know. Oh, hold on. Baltimore guy on line four.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. Line four, line nine. Hello, are you in Baltimore? Andy?
Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Is this Andy? Now, listen, it's the effing faggots guy.
I think he likes it.
It's the...
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
He's playing hard to get.
Here's another guy from Baltimore. Heath.
Don and Mike.
Are you from Baltimore?
Sure am.
Do you want to do the priest thing?
I would be more than honored to do it for you guys.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on a second.
There you go.
I'm sorry that effing faggots guy makes me laugh. Now, what about you, Jeff R.D.? He was going to be the newsmaker today.
Right.
Until I found out that there was no need to have Timmy O'Bibine pretend to be this guy because, listen, folks, there's nobody hotter right now than my man... Robert Blake.
Good to see you, Don. Man, oh man, they're prosecuting me like no tomorrow.
Don't mind me. With no price on your head.
You know, that's the reason that I carried the gun anyway.
Yeah.
I used to have the fanatics on my lawn all the time, but now they got the old man behind the bars.
Here you are, Robert Blake.
I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty down. I'm pretty low down. Murder, schmurder. I miss my Bonnie Lee. I surely do miss that broad. She made me happy, Don.
You killed her, though.
Happy. Yeah, I put a bullet in her.
No, really?
You know, she was a good lady. I regretted it after we came out of that Italian restaurant.
Sure.
I just couldn't stand that conversation we were having. She said, "You don't love me, you don't treat me well, you don't do the things you should do." I said, "Go wait in the car." I finished up my manicotti and I went outside. I tell you, she was my sexy, chubby, three-name bitch. So I'll tell you the whole thing. You want to know,
Bonnie Lee?
You want to know that story, right? That's the whole reason you got me on your show.
This would be a Don and Mike exclusive. Oh,
they're really behind you around here.
Did you bring in that stupid bird that you always used to have on Beretta?
Yeah, I got the bird. Come here, cockatoo.
Come here, cockatoo.
Get off my effing shoulder. I'll put a cap in your ass, too. Man, I tell you, it's tough to agree. Shut up. I'm trying to talk to the... Hey, did you hear what I said? I'm trying to talk to the disc jockey. Shut the hell up. Where's my gun?
Oh, no.
Hold on a second. I'm going to stuff you and roast you.
No, don't kill this bird. Don't kill this
bird. I'm not going to kill the bird unless the bird keeps squawking when I'm trying to talk. Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Man, I miss my chubby Bonnie Lee.
So tell us now.
Yes, she was a con lady and a whore. But, you know, she was a good lady, and I regretted it as soon as I pulled the trigger. As soon as I pulled the trigger and I smelled the smoke, I swear to God, I'm looking at you right in the eyes. I regretted it. I did. I didn't want to shoot her. But over dinner, she was just nagging and pestering and giving me all this crap. And I said, stop talking to me. I married you. What else do you want? You got pregnant. Sure. You know, you set me up, you stupid, chubby, Bonnie Lee bitch. So I finished up. I had some spumoni. And I walked outside and I had my gun, which I carry ever since the Beretta days. You know, with them fanatics they had on the lawn. Those people, you know?
You had no fanatics. Listen, there are no Robert Blake fans.
Sure. All I wanted to do...
That doesn't fly with me.
They were fanatics when I was doing that show.
Stalkers.
You know, right after In Cold Blood, and then I did that fabulous film, Electric Light in Blue.
Oh, no.
John Wintergreen. You remember that?
No.
Nobody else does either.
Weren't you...
I was a motorcycle cop, a short guy. Don't you remember that, Buzz?
I do remember.
How you doing? Good to see you.
How'd you see you, Mr. Blake?
Did you get that basket I sent you?
Yes, I did. That was very nice.
The Taiwan basket?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, no.
That's the one Bonnie Lee and I used to bang in.
Same one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, they're really kicking me now, though. I'm going to be going out there.
Well, you killed her.
Going into cafeteria, eating my prison food by day, getting raped at night.
Oh, no.
They want to still rape me, you know.
No.
Well, even though I'm almost 80 years old.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you right now, those guys will get their choppers on me, man. I'll be somebody's bitch.
Wow.
That's the way it's going to go, because look how short I am.
But you're admitting now that you killed your wife.
I killed her. Yeah, justifiable homicide.
Oh.
She was a bitch. That's the reason. Man, I miss Spanky, too.
Yeah, I forgot you were an hour gang, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. They're going to rape me like they raped Alfalfa when he was in prison.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you right now, man.
When was Alfalfa in prison?
He was in prison on an unrelated drug charge. He's a poor kid. But I tell you, he just went into the county lockup, and they raped him again and again and again. I know I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to get that. I really don't.
Hey, look, there's another bird.
Oh, this is my second bird. Cockatutu.
Cockatutu?
That's Cockatutu.
Cockatutu.
Okay. Much better behaved than his dead predecessor. Why are you chilling out too? Don't piss me off. You'll end up like Bonnie Lee. You want me to shoot you, you daffy bird? Let me pull out my .357.
Oh, now don't shoot.
Time for a little waterfowl target practice. Who wants the Kenny Rogers roaster?
Oh, no.
There we go. I'll tell you, man, I'm not a bad guy. Can I finish the story about why I shot the bitch?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm in the restaurant, and I said, all right, go out to the car. Get it warmed up. I'll be right behind you. So I used to keep my gun right in my saddlebag, you know, that I carry with me. I got a big satchel. And I went in, had
your
a little
purse.
Spumoni.
Yeah.
I finished up my spumoni. I left a nice tip. You ask any of them waiters and them waitresses in that bar and that restaurant, in that Italian place that I like so bad.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I love it bad. I like it so bad. That's what I'd always say to Bonnie Lee.
Oh, really?
I'd say to her, you want to go down to the restaurant I love so bad? And then we'd, we'd have our Italian dinner. So this night she's squawking and yapping, and I don't even, I turn it off right after the appetizer, you know. She had a little of the mozzarella with a sliced tomato on top of it. And all the whole time, I'm surprised she could shovel the food in her chubby mouth because she was squawking like, you know, the bitch could talk. And I said, go out and wait in the car. Start it up. Warm it up for me. It's chilly in Los Angeles. And I went back. And I got my gun, and I took it out. All I was aiming for was her kneecap. But there was something that got to me, Don. When I looked in that window and I saw her, and she was looking at me. She said, what the hell are you doing? She didn't have any fear, you know? She, like, didn't get frightened by me. So I popped it right into her, right between her eyes. And she was
gone. Shot her in the face.
Yeah, shot her in the face. So she can't have the open casket. Just like they did in the Mafia movies, man. And I felt better. But I tell you, I'm a good man. By and large, I'm a good man. You ask my daughter, Delina. My daughter, Delina, says I like sitting around and playing guitar and making mud pies.
I saw your daughter on one of the Good Morning shows,
right.
And she said it was very sad that the day you were arrested...
I shot her between chin 2 and 3.
She said that on the day you were arrested...
Yeah, I was a pathetic man.
You were making pasta.
I was making pasta, which I did. I like my Italian food.
And you were playing with your 2-year-old daughter, or
right.
Whatever it is, and...
Now,
hey, wait.
That's Cockatoo 3. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be Chef Boyardee and Sodomy. I swear to God, that's what I... I'm talking to the disc jockey.
How many of these birds follow you around?
Man, I got tons of them, you know. I'll tell you, ever since I did Beretta... Hold on a second. Ever since I did Beretta... Here, take this, you daffy bird.
Oh,
I better.
There you go.
How's that? There's one less cockatoo. Okay, who wants some Popeye's chicken? That's the truth, Don. Can I tell you about the show, Beretta?
Yeah.
Ever since I done that show, they be sending me these birds. Cockatoos every goddamn week, I get that. That's another thing. And Bonnie Lee, she loved feeding them as much as she liked stuffing her own face. And I tell you right now, she loved the birds. That's another thing that we argued about. And I said, finally, I want to get rid of some of these birds. She said, no, the birds are sweet. So that's when I shot her. Right in her chubby little face.
Have you told the police the story?
I get piles of bird resumes every week. They said, hey, take my bird. Do a Beretta reunion with lots of birds. I'm sure there's another one. See? They follow me right into the studio. That's really pissing me off. That's Cockatoo 4.
Cockatoo.
You see that one? I gave that one a tattoo. But it didn't work. It lost its wings. But right now, don't we get anything bigger? Hold on, I think I got my gun again. Hey, Cockatoo 4. Cockatoo 4. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to take it right up to the beat.
Oh,
all right, now. Somebody had a pillow fight.
Oh, looks like it, man. Heartless man.
That's okay.
You've
I don't
killed
like that.
Cockatoo, Cockatoo 2, Cockatoo 3, and Cockatoo 4.
I don't like those birds. I like my baby Rose. I'll take care of that baby, even from prison. Yeah, the baby Rose. The baby Rose. But, you know, mommy won't be around no more. No. Then I threw the gun in the trash.
Good.
And now they're persecuting me.
Now, have you told
they're
the police...
They're raking me over
the
coals.
Have you told the police the same story you've told us?
No, I got a lawyer telling me, shut up. And he said, I want to spill the beans. I want to talk. You know? I mean, lash my. I'm not into that. I want to tell the whole world what's going on, you know? But they want me to keep this big secret about the fact that I didn't pop her ass. Everybody knows what an evil, evil bitch she was, so I did it. I want the world to know I was justified. Especially over that Italian supper when she wouldn't shut the hell up and didn't let me enjoy my plate of pasta fazool at the restaurant I like so bad.
Is this going to be your defense when you get up on the stand that you killed her because she
was an evil creature. She was the picture of evil. I'm going to tell you right now, man. She was so goddamn bad. She was bad from the day she was born. That's Cockatoo 5. Let me tell you something about Bonnie Lee. There is nothing that came out of that bitch's mouth that you could believe. Yeah, she was... Shut up for a second. I'm talking to the... I said shut up for a second. All right, come here. I got a piece of seed for you.
Now listen, come here.
Oh, no. Right up on my shoulder. Right up on my shoulder. There we go.
Oh, look.
Right up on my shoulder.
Look how cute.
Now watch this. Watch this. If you move real slow with your left hand, they can't even see the barrel of the gun coming up here. and then I'll put it right next to my ear. This is going to be a little loud, so watch out. You probably want to... Fantastic. Good stuff for everybody. Wonderful. Who wants a wing? On a wing and a prayer, I miss my Bonnie Lee.
Robert Blake, we need two challengers.
You don't got no fanatics in this building, right? No Beretta fans?
No fanatics,
okay,
no.
Okay, you let them know that I'm still packing the heat if they're around here.
Oh, no,
ask them for an autograph or something, you'll get a cap in your ass.
How many birds have you killed today? Five birds?
Five birds. They're dead birds all over this studio here. We could make a nice feather comforter.
Phone number 877-365-3636. We need two challengers, fresh meat, to play the game today.
She'd only shut up for 5 seconds and let me eat my Christing breadstick.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. A most excellent program, the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, we're here with Robert Blake.
How you doing?
We're in the middle of Low Budget Jeopardy. I did want to mention, though, for those of you listening to us in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area,
starts with...
there's a jumper on the bridge.
That's pretty country, guys.
Crossing the Rappahannock on I-95 North. I'm sorry, I don't have time to devote an entire segment to telling the dumbass wife to jump.
Right. Well, they think the cops ought to shoot the faggot.
You know what? You and I are in agreement, Robert.
Well, that's right. You know, he's snarling up the traffic. I'll get him down. I swear to God, I got a couple of my twos that are trained to fly and hover. With their talents, I could send them over to... Oh, no, not you. It's Cockatoosa. All right. Come on now. I'm doing a radio interview.
And you know what? It's a woman on the bridge this time.
It's a woman, wow. But then, you know, I got a way of dealing with that. I solved that problem.
You killed the bird when he wasn't even saying anything.
Boil up the dumplings.
Oh, no.
Come on now. We're all set to go. It's turkey time. Thanksgiving dinner's ready.
The Rappahannock River on I-95, there's a jumper, okay? It's a woman.
That's a problem.
I don't care. Jump, you stupid whore.
Well, you know, the solution at that, Don, is to shoot her in the face.
Oh,
wow. That's just my opinion. Yep. I could be wrong, like that Dennis Miller did.
Dennis Miller says.
That's just my opinion. I'm thinking right now about what I'm going to do when I'm in prison. How am I going to defend myself? I'm a small little guy. They'll rape me easy. And I think about that as long as the day is gone on. I think about that genuine prison rape, man.
You think about sucking D?
I think about that. I think about tossing salads. They told me about it. I saw a documentary one time sitting there in my house out in California.
Syrup or jelly?
Yeah, when they talk about what you had to do. Uh-huh. I picture some big guy just taking me aside and going, do this to me. And I swear to God, I'd rather die. I'd rather die than do that. They'll rape me bad. I swear to you, man.
But you're
I
so don't cute, though.
Syrup or jelly. I can't put my lips down there where that guy's going to make his food come out. Jesus Christ. Give me a break, really. I swear to God, I'd much rather have the cops take me out to a field, man, and just put a cap on my ass.
You know what? You're going to be in jail.
I don't want to go to jail.
You're going to be in jail. You're going
to
have...
Can't I go to a Hollywood jail where celebrities go to, and otherwise they're going to take me aside, man. They're going to say, hey, welcome to my cell. Take a look at this. And then he's going to show his big itchy eye to me, and he's going to ask me to pour some stuff on it and then suck it.
Oh. You shouldn't have killed your wife.
Are they going to allow that?
Yeah.
I sure hope they do.
You shouldn't. You can say suck it.
I'll tell you right now, I didn't mean to kill her. It was just uncontrollable. You know, I told you again, if you listen to my story, I mean, it's Cockatoo 7. There you go. I'm surrounded by cockatoo carcai. All right. Are we going to play your little game? It smells like smoky bird in here, don't it?
Low budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studios a couple of fine people. First of all, there's a lady from Arlington. She's a 30-something Jackie of all trades. Let's say hi to Kathy Kinnard.
Hello. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
How are y'all today?
I'm not doing too well.
Robert, you sound bad, honey.
And I'm just thinking about being violated by bigger men than me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm an old man. I don't think it's going to be that flexible.
You shouldn't have killed your wife.
I know.
Right.
You know, but the fact is, it's justifiable homicide. You try to eat a good Italian meal listening to that bitch squawk all day.
Who is the other challenger here, Robert?
She's a lovely lady from Philadelphia. Man, it's a great town at Philadelphia. She's a 27-year-old sales rep. Let's say hi to Jamie Hyman.
Hi, Jamie. No, that's not your last name. It's Hyman, is it?
It is.
It is.
Oh, man, well, I hope you bust this game wide open. And now enter.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, Jamie. Man, I wish I didn't have these cuffs on. I might get together with you. You're right in my wheelhouse. Are you a con? Are you a con lady, Jamie?
No.
That's the kind I like. Oh, here we go. This is Petey. This is my special one right here. Petey can talk all day long. I like Petey. Okay,
like
settle
Petey.
Down there, Petey.
See, so this is what you like.
Yeah. He's getting a little loud. Okay.
Right.
He knows the rules.
Oh, no.
Petey ain't my sweetie no more.
Poor Petey.
Dead yeah. Smoky bird. And now let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Robert. And
you want a wing?
Hi, Kathy and Jamie. Girls, here's your categories.
Man,
and,
look at this mess.
No. The categories are Name That, Larry.
Larry.
Also, Celebrity News.
I know I've been in that. I know that tune. I know that tune.
Circumcised or not.
Oh. Now, what the hell are you doing that for?
New on DVD and home video.
I want to get back to this circumcised thing. You talking about guys, whether they're clipped or not?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It might be something for you to know, Robert, where you're headed.
I might be a little old for this stuff.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. There you go. I think all kids should go out and get their big educations there.
So here are the categories one more time, girl.
I like school real bad.
They are. Name That, Larry.
There you go.
Celebrity News.
I'm in cuffs.
Circumcised or not.
I got fetters under me.
New on DVD.
My birds are dead.
States and capitals. And Jamie, we will start with you.
Good luck, ladies.
Thank you, Robert.
Go ahead, pick one,
Thank
Gina.
You very much.
You're welcome.
I'll take circumcised or not, be it Alex Trebek Geronimo.
You're a dirty birdie.
Circumcised or not, real simple. Just give me yes or no. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question.
Spanky was clipped.
Oh, no. Circumcised or not, Kid Rock. Kid Rock.
What is not?
I'm sorry, Jamie. We're going to have to go over to Kathy Kinnard right now to see if she can come up and catch you.
Okay.
Kathy, honey.
Kathy, your chance to steal, sweetie.
Okay,
that would be when we need to get some kind of answer
from
you,
Oh, I didn't know you were going to talk about the same person.
That's okay, Cupcake. Take your time and figure out the rules.
Don't shoot me, dude.
That's okay. Man, there ain't nothing like a bra that don't listen.
No, too late. You didn't grab the concept.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were talking about the same person.
But yes, Kid Rock is, in fact, circumcised.
Man, we ain't doing, like, physics problems here. That's a couple in the ceiling, just to keep you honest.
All right,
Jamie, you go again there.
Okay, I will take new on DVD and home video, please.
Negative, honey. You got to finish with the circumcised. There's three in every category.
Okay, I will take circumcised or not, please.
Okay, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
That's that little guy, huh?
Mike
I will say, what is not?
Right, Mike Myers not circumcised.
He's got a fire hose.
Right.
All right, Jamie, select again, please.
But circumcised or not, please.
Good, the last one in this category. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, WWF.
I'll say, what is circumcised?
Correct. That's how you play the game.
$3 for you. You're doing a fine job there, Jamie. Select another category.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
I'll take celebrity news, please.
All right. Famous TV lesbian. She is signed to host a daytime TV talk show.
Who is Ellen DeGeneres?
Right again. Why are you shaking your head at, Robert?
I don't know. All the sex talk, the potty talk. And they're sending me to jail, I tell you. That's wrong. That's just plain wrong.
Go again, honey.
Celebrity news, please. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Center Square leaving the Hollywood Squares.
Who is Whoopi Goldberg?
Right.
$2. You mean she liked that, too?
She
liked that kind of activity?
What
you're talking about with girls? Is that what you're talking about?
No, she's not a lesbian.
She a lesbian, but that's what you're talking, your sex talk about, right?
No. Ellen DeGeneres likes women.
That's the one you call the lesbian.
Right. Whoopi Goldberg likes men.
She likes the men?
She likes the baloney pony.
Okay, we don't got to get dirty. All right, that's $2 for you there. Jamie, select again. We're having some fun now on Potty Talk.
Thank you very much.
All right, here we go for three.
I'll finish out celebrity news, please.
Now, good luck getting this one. Famous Las Vegas entertainer, he and his wife are using a surrogate mother to have his baby.
Who is Tom Jones?
Good guess,
hey,
though.
Hey, Kathy, it's
who
your
Wayne
chance.
Who is Wayne Newton?
Yeah. 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 Got it. It's Wayne Newton.
Yeah, Wayne Newton. I sure do like that Danny Gann show. All right, Kathy.
Out in Vegas.
Yeah, man, okay. I love him. I sit in that front row all the time watching that dude.
You won't be watching that in prison.
It's just like listening to real Sinatra.
When you're being raped.
Hey, Kathy, you're in control. Man, okay. I tell you, I love it bad.
Could I have Dame That Larry, please?
CNN talk show host / frog.
Who is Larry King?
Right.
That's a dollar. You got a dollar. You're coming on strong,
all
Kathy.
Right.
I got
Lake
some
King.
Real hope for you.
Larry King.
Hi.
Go again, honey.
Select again, Kathy.
Okay. Name that Larry.
For two.
Please.
All right. He is the hick from French Lick. Girl's not going to know that.
Hey, Jamie, it's your chance to steal. Boy, when this last name is said, I know what's going to happen again.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, I knew it now. I know it.
It's Larry Bird. Calm down. Now I got a couple around.
Hey, Larry Bird.
One on my right, one on my left. One of you wants to die first. Here you go.
Now, Robert.
All right, you want a bucket? How about a small bucket? One for you. Another one for you. There you go. Red birds. I can't kill this one. One on the right, one on the left. See, how do you like that? Man, I put about 18 rounds in the floor. Go. Man, oh, that's a slow, painful death for you, Bird. Oh, wait, no, he'll bleed out. Let him bleed out. Okay. Coup de grace. Hey there, what's that empty space where your head used to be?
Oh, no.
All right, there. I forgot I lost my train of thought, and I can't even see with the smoke. For the smoke in here, man, it's smoking bad.
Name that Larry for three. Name that Larry for three.
Who's selecting here, there?
I don't know.
Kathy or Jamie, you better know who's in control, because I'll tell you right now, you gals ain't been paying a lot of attention.
We both guessed wrong on the last one.
All right, who had the board? Was it Kathy? I think you're in control.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, okay.
TV role made famous by Gary Shandling.
Who is Larry Sanders?
Right. $3 for you. Kathy, you're coming on strong. Okay. Select again, please.
Can I have new on DVD, please?
Sure you can. New on DVD stars Owen Wilson.
I have no idea.
Jamie, your chance to steal. Come on now. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
That's a shame. That's a crying shame.
Behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Kathy.
Okay, here. New on DVD, please.
All right, stars Bruce Willis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy, you missed another one. Jamie, come on. You chanced
Unbreakable? What is Unbreakable?
Maybe a year ago.
Yeah, there would have been.
Bandits with Billy Bob Thornton.
Bandits,
oh,
yeah.
Crud.
All right, Kathy, you're in control again, darling.
Okay, new on DVD, please.
All right, this one you should get. Stars Will Smith.
I don't know.
Guess not. Jamie, your chance to steal.
What is Ali?
There you go.
$1. He was a hell of a boxer, that Clay. I love watching Clay box. Nothing like going in a fight and sitting in the front row with Clay. Clay.
Okay. Did we just finish out new on DVD?
Yeah, all you have left now is states and capitals.
Man, I like Clay.
Okay, states and capitals, please.
All right, it is the capital of the great state of Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
Right.
$1 for you there, Jamie. Nice job with the Baton Rouge.
Thank you very much, Robert. States and capitals, please.
Capital of the great state of Maryland.
What is Annapolis?
Right again.
$2 for you there, Jamie. You know your capital's bad.
Let's finish out states and capitals.
Please. All right, last question on the big board. It is the capital of the great state of Vermont.
Ah. Hey, Kathy, your chance to steal. Darling, let's see if we can man a comeback there.
Sorry, I don't know.
You don't know.
Montpellier.
Montpellier. That's
right.
Up there in Vermont, right?
That's
where they make
it.
That syrup to taste so good on my pancakes.
That's it. And, Robert, who's got what as we go to final low-budget Jeopardy?
I love pancakes bad.
Do you like syrup?
I got to re-add here. Hold on just a second. Hey, now, you're making a rape joke. That ain't funny. You're talking about prison rape, which is top of mind for me right now. Laugh at my humiliation and my expense. I got a crappy lawyer. I got to fire that ass.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's just a dummy, man.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's right. It's Joe Coyne. Grizzled old Joe Coyne. He likes my birds, though.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he flies them. There you go. Especially this one here. Look at that little lawyer suit I dressed him in. Oh, one in there. One in there. There you go. You're getting tougher. Call Colonel Sanders. There you go. Drop that one off at Hooters.
All right. Final low budget Jeopardy. And your category is, oh, it's a simple one, girls. Tattooed or not?
There you go.
Tattooed.
What's the score?
Jamie got to $14 and Kathy got 7. You doubled your score there, Jamie.
All right, but anything can happen because you both have to bet it all here.
And I tell you, I might have screwed it up because I'm just a tad dyslexic.
Tattooed or not? And, the celebrity is Regis's perky gal pal, Kelly Lee Ripa. Kelly Lee Ripa, tattooed or not? A girl's answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a Robert Blake Real Genuine Indian headdress. That's right, just like the big Indian chiefs used to wear. All with beautiful, long, flowing white feathers. Lovely feathers. And when you get my headdress, I'll even throw in a down pillow, some fried poultry, and some bird liver pate, and a lovely feather pen, just like those ones our forefathers used to use. Yeah, man, you like my bird products. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Thank you, Robert.
It's time for Don and Mike to play low budget Jeopardy.
Who wants some bushy?
Who do I want to talk to first here, Robert?
I think you want to go to Kathy. She's the low woman on the totem pole. You want some bushy? That's bird, raw bird.
Kathy, tattooed or not, Kelly Lee Ripa.
Mm. I would say, what is tattooed?
That's right, man. You got that score doubled there, Kathy.
Cool. There you go. Now,
way to go, man.
Jamie, if you have the right answer, you are the big leaner.
Yay!
No. Is she tattooed or not? In the form of a question.
Oh, what is tattooed?
Yeah. That's right. That means you, Jamie Hyman, you busted the game wide open. Way to go there, Jamie. You must feel pretty good about yourself, kid.
I'm feeling very good about myself.
You want a piece of bushy?
She got a tattoo right on her ankle.
Oh, man, I'd like to lick it.
So did I.
I would. Yes, I would.
You're going to get to lick and suck a lot of stuff.
I understand. Bonnie Lee had some tattoos.
And it might be tattooed, too.
Yeah, she had tattoos right on top of her cottage cheese ass.
Yeah, you ever think that maybe a guy will have a tattoo on his D?
I suppose so, yeah. And I'll probably be real close. Hey, which one of you is getting all hot and bothered by that, huh? I'll tell you right now, man. I don't want to pour syrup on some guy's tattoo.
Kathy, don't go away, man. Just go away. Jamie, you get some money. Here now is the incarcerated Robert Blake to tell you what you've won. Robert.
Hey, man, I'm real excited about... There they are. Thank you, flathead. All right. First of all, you double your score to $28, Jamie. We got to throw in a bonus of $25. Your big windfall. Get ready for $53. That's got to be pretty sweet for you, okay?
There you go.
Congratulations, Jamie. Thank you very much, Kathy.
Kathy, I got
to
tell you, you got some gifts here, but bear with me, okay? Because like so many guys on the show, I got a serious problem with the... I got a serious problem with the written word.
Okay.
Before I read you your prizes, because I have trouble reading, let me blow this bird's head off. Who wants a pot pie?
I thought maybe you were just going to blow the bird.
Hey, that's real nice. You're a horn doggy, aren't you, there,
sweetheart? That's going to happen soon in prison, Robert.
Yep. Right.
Kathy, here you go. You have won a DVD copy of Kais Exposed, courtesy of the Mercury.
What is it? Hold on. Let me see what it is. What are you trying
to
do? You
want a DVD
copy of?
Copy of Kais Expose Ed.
No, that's Kiss Exposed.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay, cool.
Cortez. What's that one there?
Courtesy
of Mercury Records. And that
Mercury Records and Universal.
How about you tackle this one? I'll do the next one. I'm gonna do better.
Well,
I promise.
The Kiss DVD Exposed, courtesy of Mercury Records and Universal Music.
Thank you very much, Robert.
But hold on, there's more. You have won a DVD copy of Novocaine.
What? Novocaine.
The offbeat comedy. Starring Steve Martin and Laura Dern. Now,
available. Available.
On video and the DVD at Potomac. At
Potomac Video.
Or on Novocaine rated R. But wait, I got one last one. Bear with me here.
You're so generous, Robert.
Are you still there, Kathy?
Still here.
All right, here you go. You have won a six a whole X prize pack. John Leguizamo.
This is a Sexaholics prize pack. John Leguizamo. The show is on HBO Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
It's funny. It's on time, mate.
Thank you.
It's on time, eight. Raunchy. It's on time, eight. Raunchy. Look at the colorful person, Al
Untamed and
Righteous, who shaped his New York childhood. Sexaholics, Ayers. That's Saturdays at the 10 p.m. only on HBO. Thanks for playing, Kathy.
Thank you, Robert.
I had a great time with all of you.
I did too.
I'm going to take this little bird, but I'm going to take it in a plastic bag. There we go. Right, there we go. I got another dead bird. I had a great time, even though I'm going to be raped in prison.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jamie. What can I say? Oops, hold on.
You had two ladies playing today, didn't you?
I'm going to play your theme there. Right?
Don't you trust them. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them. And don't let them overtalk you at an Italian dinner, man. That's for sure.
Then you shoot them.
Don't go. Later, sweet stuff. How you doing there?
That's Lisa. She's our producer.
Man, if I didn't have these cuffs on, even though I'm 80 years old, we'd be tripping the light fantastic. I give her a ride on my hog, my motorcycle. It'd be big time fun.
Would you shoot her?
Only if she talked during my antipasti. That's right. Coitus then death.
Always remember and never forget, Robert. Lova de Jeopardy is a production of
Corona Incorporated. And that's distributed by the King World. Wish me luck in my trial. I'm going to the prison. Feathers everywhere.
Man. He's going to be raped in prison.
He was very, very complicated.
He's going to be raped in prison.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it.
Not
he shot his wife.
Yeah, he admitted it.
Right here. Right here. Don and Mike Show exclusive. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027, they're ready to believe you.
Right.
You'll love their D's and B's.
Please.
Don and Mike.
Help yourself. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Don, Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Enrique.
Hi, Enrique.
I traveled to Mexico a few months ago.
Yeah?
It was more than a year. And I just kind of come and forward, back and forward from the country and find out that you guys changed your
yes. Go.
Yes, and we did it so that more people of your background could hear us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
while,
right.
While they're cutting the lawn.
Oh, my God. Oh.
While they're cutting the grass.
Would you like to say something in Spanish to our listening audience, Enrique?
Yeah.
Enrique, would you like to say something in Spanish?
Huh?
Huh?
I speak Spanish, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, would you like to say something in
like
Spanish?
What?
Like whatever you want.
A greeting.
How about duh?
Hola, ¿cómo están los chicos de Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C.?
Right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Enrique.
Bye-bye.
How are you? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, just a quarter of an inch.
Stop
the blade. Quarter of an inch.
Like a putting green.
Yeah, I just want it very, you know, as smooth as, you know, a woman's.
You like your lawn.
Yeah, my lawn, you know, just like the Don Johnson beard.
Yeah, lovely.
3-day growth.
Striking, really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And Brown.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Don Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Sal Rosenberg. I have a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, my friend, with the fake voice.
No, this is Sal Rosenberg. My hemorrhoids are killing me.
All right, thank you, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
High school theater troupe.
Will
hello.
You be at the camp, Mike?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
No.
Hey, just wanted to call and give you an update and let you know that the lady on the bridge down here in 95 jumped.
Hey!
Is traffic moving?
Finally!
No, it's the parking lot right now both ways.
What was the, what bridge? What bridge are we talking about?
Yeah! Over the Rappahannock on 95.
Ooh.
Yeah!
Yeah, 100 foot drop.
Yeah!
So I guess they didn't make it, huh?
That's great.
Nah, they're searching for it right now.
That's great. That's great. I'm dancing. Somebody on a bridge jumped. And you know what? If you want to kill yourself, that's what I say. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Because you're effing up people's lives when you get up on a bridge. Rob, get me to Van Halen.
Okay.
When you're on a bridge, you're effing up people's lives. Hard-working Americans, regular Joes with regular jobs, they got places they want to go.
You know, when we have a jumper at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, it's always, you know, maybe it's because the height of the bridge, it's always a little different.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
The Rappahannock River.
That's like...
Good. Jump. You killed yourself. Good.
Oh, God.
I'm glad. I'm happy. I feel bad for all those people that were sitting in traffic because some stupid, useless bitch couldn't decide whether she wanted to kill herself or not. So good, you made the decision. There you were on that bridge. I got a guy who was in traffic right there. Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
Were you in that traffic?
Yeah, man. I'm in a tractor trailer in that traffic. What
a
mess.
Are you glad that bitch jumped?
Well, it ain't eased up the traffic because they're all over north and south now.
Yeah, but you know what, my friend?
What's that?
That ride's going to be a little easier now because you know she's dead. She jumped. She killed herself.
Well, I got to go get my load, and I'm coming back up to...
All right.
Here in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. I love the show. You guys rock.
Thank you.
All bye-bye.
I love that. I love it because there's closure for the people who are sitting in traffic when you get someone threatening to kill themselves. And I'm like, what? You know I'm serious about this.
I know you are.
I am passionately serious
about it. Dead serious about it.
Right. I am serious as cancer about
it. Definitely serious about it.
I am. When someone is threatening to kill themselves by jumping from a bridge, you're effing with traffic. You're effing with people who have jobs. So I urge all prospective jumpers to do what that woman did. Jump. Go ahead. Kill yourself. Because you know what, after you jump, that's when the S hits the fan.
In what way?
Because you jump, you kill yourself, you piss off the big man.
Ah, that's right, the big man doesn't like that. No.
You can do anything. You can do anything, and yeah. God will forgive you. You kill yourself,
right?
God spits on you. So you know what I say? Go ahead. Jump.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
Jump. Jive. Wail.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
Stupid bitch.
Come inside, let me teach
I think I understand what you're doing here.
What?
You're saying go ahead and do it, but you're really saying don't do it.
No, I am not saying.
You wouldn't throw in that part about the big man.
Yeah. No, I'm just letting them know that there are consequences.
I'm just trying to figure out the complicated mural that is you.
All right, there are consequences to every action.
Uh-huh.
First off, if you're going to get up on a bridge and you're going to cause a 20-mile backup with people because the cops got to be there and they got to send some pussy psychiatrist in to try to talk you down, you're effing with people's lives, with people who have to get somewhere.
Right.
So if you're going to jump, go ahead and do it. Save us the time and kill yourselves. But know this, that if you do kill yourself, you are sentencing yourself to a worse possible hell than you could ever imagine. So, yes, in one way what I'm saying is...
What you're doing is you're sending out an incredibly confusing mixed message here.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe this will make the next person that wants to get up on a bridge and F up traffic rethink it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good, good. Hey, I'm stuck in traffic here because it is broad that just launched her ass off the bridge.
Yes.
Hey, I want to say shout out to all the people in traffic, and I wanted to see if I can lighten it up by giving you a joke real quick.
Very dangerous.
Come on, this is a good one. You're going to like it.
Now, listen, here's the deal. We have a policy with jokes on this show.
Okay.
Thousands of jokes are told on this show, and thousands of them we don't like.
You're going to like this.
No. The deal is you give Lisa your phone number. We call you back. If the joke is no good, we give out your phone number on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that sure the joke is funny.
No, you have confidence in me.
No, you
on,
have
a little confidence in
no,
me.
You, all you have to do is have confidence in yourself and give us your number.
Right. I can't do that. You want me to give you my number over on the air?
Yeah.
Before you tell us
the number off the air.
I promise.
Then if the joke sucks, then we have people call you.
I promise. If the joke is funny, we'll laugh.
We will laugh.
I swear to God, we will.
Right.
But if the joke is not funny and it's a waste of our time, then you must learn the lesson by having us give out your phone number on the air.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Hold on, please. Hold on.
All right, very good.
Line four, Lisa.
He's confident in his joke.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, who's this?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Scott from Philly, guys. Hey, first of all, can I just say that Lisa has the sexiest voice in the world? I know she's taken and everything, but that's not why I'm calling. I just want to say that I feel really bad for all the people that's down here in Philly that just aren't giving your show a chance.
Listen, I want to tell you something. That I was just talking with Tim Sabian, the program director at WYSP this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The month and a half that we were on the air, our ratings are fantastic on WYSP.
We are delighted with the progress of the show in Philadelphia. Things are going very well.
So don't worry about the a-holes that call in and say that we suck. The point is, they're listening.
Right. That's all that matters.
Oh, I'm listening to. I've wanted to hear from you guys a long time. I used to drive down through D.C. and drive to Philly now, and I missed your show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time listener, and just keep up the good work, guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right.
Now, what's the... What are you doing? What are you laughing
at? I was laughing at that caller. I mean, it was very nice. I appreciate what he had to say. I was just nodding off from it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Now, Mike, come on. You can't do it both ways.
I understand.
Be happy when we have a nice caller.
I understand. You can't have it both ways. It was just funny. It made me laugh.
Hello.
Exactly. Right.
You know what that is? That is a copycat.
Yeah, copycat.
Effing faggot.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
No.
Same treatment, though.
That's a copycat.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
Not as funny. Not as good.
No.
Now, Steve, the guy with the joke, says he can't give the number out because he's at work.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't going to give the number out. When he said that's fine, he didn't really mean he was going to give the number out. He was hesitating from the very beginning.
So, Steve, you don't have the confidence in your material?
Come on, you know that it's going to be good.
Let's see, but you don't have the confidence in it.
But I do, but I can't give you my work number, but I'll give you my home number, no problem.
All right, give Lisa the home number.
Oh, come on, Lisa loved it. You're going to love it.
No. You give Lisa the home number, and then let Lisa call. There has to be a way to verify that really is your phone number.
That's impossible.
Do you want me to just go off the air, hear the joke, you guys can move on, and I'll tell them that it's no good?
Just give me the... Let me give you the joke.
Well, that actually does... That violates the rule.
Right, no, Rob, no.
All right.
No.
Because then he gets the satisfaction of telling you the joke.
I'm telling you,
you know the joke.
Laugh, I guarantee.
Well, hold on. We have an interesting dynamic here. You've heard the joke.
Do you like it?
Well, I do, but I am a little bit dumber than
your crowd's going to love it.
So things are a little bit funny.
All right, then hold on. Okay, hold on. Then there has
don't sell yourself short.
Then there has to be.
You're a lot dumber than the average person.
That's a joke. Then there has to be. There has to be a punishment for you, Lisa. If, in fact,
that's
this guy,
a good idea.
If this guy tells the joke and we don't think it's funny.
Whoa.
Would you like to go to bat? I mean, we're objective. We are objective.
Come on, Lisa.
I'm in the mood to laugh today. I mean, we just had a nice caller that I was making fun of that Don said I shouldn't make fun of, and I shouldn't have, and I'm just in a giggly, goofy kind of mood right here.
Great, Pat. Psycho.
And this guy's from...
oh, my God.
This guy's from Philly, right? Our newest market.
Come on,
Don.
He'll
help us out in Philadelphia.
Lisa really believes in your joke.
I never
you're gonna
said
love
that.
It, I'm telling
just,
you.
I thought it was
how about this?
I giggled.
How about this? If the joke is not funny,
she may have liked your joke because she was
sexually attracted to it.
If you don't like the joke, you have to put your head under Mike's armpit for 30 seconds.
That's not a punishment.
That's
I smell
fair.
Like daisies under there.
That's a treat.
That's a treat. No, it's absolutely odor-free, like most of my body.
Have to put it in the
are you
crease
sure?
In the fat shoulder crease.
Oh, God. God, I was talking about, you know, getting so fat that you have the creases, you know. I said, that's when I know, you know, if that ever happens, I'll know that that's the real problem.
All right, so.
And Lisa drew a picture. Yeah. Look at this.
So
picture.
Will you put.
That's the back.
Come on,
back.
Lisa, do it.
So when you're there, you're really fat.
So yeah. If the joke's not funny, will you put your face in Mike's armpit for 30 seconds?
Fine.
Okay.
Good, Lisa.
Okay, very good.
Go ahead.
All right. What do you call three black men standing in a field?
Oh, dear.
What?
Antique farm equipment.
Don laughed.
No, Don didn't laugh.
Yes,
that wasn't a 100% laugh.
You laughed?
No, and Rob, if anyone's going to laugh, Rob would really laugh at that joke.
Rob's not laughing.
You're not laughing.
Lisa, you got to go smell his armpit. Lisa,
where are you going?
Come on, 30 seconds.
Remember.
Starts now.
Think daisies.
Oh, poor Lisa. I'm sorry, honey.
What kind of deodorant do you wear? It smells nice.
Ban Roll-On, darling.
Lovely.
10 seconds. Lisa still has her nose underneath Mike's armpit.
La 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 la.
20 seconds. 10 seconds to go.
La 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 la.
5 seconds.
I'm bit. 1.
Yay!
There you go.
That's right. You did it. Now, honest assessment of armpit odor. Non-existent. Am I right or wrong?
Non-existent.
Thank you.
I smelled lovely.
Yes.
Antiperspirant.
There you go. They're fantastic.
All right. See you later.
Absolutely.
Steve.
Thank you.
Hey,
Lisa.
Thanks a lot, guys. And
bye-bye.
Lisa, sorry about that, honey.
All right. Goodbye.
He's
you
sorry.
Know, Rob, I know we're up on a break.
I didn't laugh.
Give me
that
one.
Joke. I just want to say that I did not laugh.
Rob did not laugh.
No, Lisa thought.
No, you really. No, but you didn't. I mean, you legitimately didn't laugh.
No, Lisa really.
It was your category of humor, but it wasn't.
Right in my wheelhouse.
It was
baby.
In your wheelhouse, but you did. But it was not a funny one in your wheelhouse.
Hateful, simplistic comedy, right there, and I didn't.
Absolutely,
laugh.
And you didn't go for it.
No, I did.
Well, see, I think that speaks to the real dynamic.
Oh, really?
I knew you laughed. Cheater.
No. No,
you got to really laugh. Everybody's got to laugh.
The rule is you got to make both me and Mike laugh.
Yeah, right. That's always the rule. That's
always been the rule. Always.
No.
Yeah.
Since today.
I thought that joke was the pits.
The guy from bowling is on the phone right now. Newman. Hey, Newman.
Hey, hangover.
Hello.
Is this really Newman?
Yes, it is, sir.
Describe yourself.
I was wearing a white long sleeve button up collared shirt.
Yep.
Like a dark brown navy blue khaki pants.
What was the logo on the shirt?
Wait, excuse me.
Norgelli or something like the logo on my shirt?
Yeah.
I had no. Oh, wait a minute. I might have been wearing my black vest.
Yes.
That said Cape Cod.
Yep. That's a guy.
Yeah, all right.
Hold on. We'll talk to you after the break. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, guys. You know.
We got to do a break.
We got to do a break.
Okay.
We'll come back to you.
Yeah. This is the guy that drove us nuts at bowling on Wednesday night. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just going on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show. They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
And that's right, you can email us. We are almost burned out on the computer email guy. Not yet. Got in mind at Verizon-UC.com.
All right.
Next week on the show, I don't know how many years we've been doing the What Would You Do contest, the freak show contest.
Right.
Next week on the show, what would your mom or dad do?
Yeah.
Will your mom or dad come down and do something that can win you a trip to Cancun, Mexico? Courtesy of those Equis, explore the double X.
How much do your parents love you?
And we've done, for years, we've done What Would You Do and The Freak Show and What Would You Eat and
right.
What Would You Drink?
Sure.
This will be the first time we've ever done it with moms and dads coming down.
Mamo and dad do.
To perform the act. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello. Hello. Johnny. Is this John?
Yes, it is. Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay, listen, you guys rock. Tell Tim to take it on a hop.
Thank you.
Want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
The other day when you were talking about Jay Owen.
Yes.
I was wondering if we could get Lisa's input on this and how she does it, if you could, like ask her.
You're one seriously horny man, aren't you?
All right, we'll ask her sometime. Thank you, my friend. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just not on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, that guy that told that joke was all wrong. The way that joke goes is, what do you call a bunch of black people on a bunk and take farm equipment?
Well, that's what the guy said.
No, he said three men out in the field.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I guess he didn't have the plan handbook.
It does make it so much funnier. Hello.
Yeah. See, now I'm laughing.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Kidding, of course.
This is Scott again. I'm mad at Mike now.
Why?
Because I called up. I give you guys a little radio high five. Good job.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm real sorry.
Is this the guy from Philly?
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, I'll tell you. I appreciate what you said, and I shouldn't have laughed. It, when you went into, like, sometimes a caller will say something and give us just a little bit too much bio, and it makes me chuckle, and I probably shouldn't have. No. I should have kept that to myself.
Don't worry. I'll chastise Mike for that. The whole ride home.
I know. I went a little bit overboard.
It
gave me too much time.
Goodbye. See you.
I hate it when that happens.
See you later.
Yeah.
Now, Newman is on the phone.
That'll be scolding me all the way.
Newman is this drunk jerk off who was at bowling the other night.
No.
Newman.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to apologize, guys.
Yeah, you're pretty banged up.
Well, easy. I don't want to go.
Hey, don't start it with easy. I mean, you were banged up.
Somebody might be listening to the radio because I brag about your show to everybody at work.
Oh,
I don't know who might be listening. I hope.
Well, if you're listening, this guy was drunk out of his mind.
Thanks.
He was running the gamut of emotions at bowling. He wanted to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wanted to hug. Then he wanted to
cry.
Then he wanted to cry. Then he wanted to vomit.
Then he wanted to revisit his dinner. Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated.
Did you barf that night?
No, I did not, sir.
Wow.
Wow. How'd you feel the next day?
Fine. I was up 7 o'clock in the morning on my way to work.
How much had you had to drink?
2.5 pints, I guess.
Wow. 2.5 pints?
Yeah.
Of what? Vodka?
That ain't that much. I mean, I mean.
What, do you not tolerate it well?
No, well, see, the thing is I was there ever since I got off work at 5 o'clock.
2.5 pints of what?
Vodka.
Oh,
yeah, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. You're lucky to be alive.
I kind of hung out outside on the bench facing the water.
Yeah.
2.5 pints of vodka. I'm thinking,
I'm talking during the whole course of the night.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's still 40 ounces of vodka.
No, it ain't. No, sir, no.
No, it ain't. 2.5 pints.
And don't do the sir thing, okay, because it's really weird.
Okay, how many ounces of vodka then? A pint is 16 ounces.
Oh, okay. All right, then 32. All right.
And half is
you know what? Gentlemen, he is still trouble.
He is. Goodbye, Newman.
No, sir.
Thank you for the apology.
I'm sorry. You know what, guys? I just want to let you know that
I support
the show.
Hold on.
God, I hate him.
The bowlers are on the line. The bowlers who we bowled against.
Okay.
Well, let's talk to the bowlers, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to tell Newman that he still owes me a dollar.
What was the bet?
That I would pick up a spare.
Joe had gotten a 9 at one point, and it was right in the center. The last pin was right in the middle, and Newman had said, "Bet you a dollar you don't get it." Hey, and then he kept on saying, "Just $1, just $1."
Rambling.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now if I send it to Don and Mike, would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
How annoying was this guy at bowling on Wednesday night? You guys, the bowling.
How annoying is he now?
Yeah, yeah, even more so now. Yeah,
more annoying now.
More annoying now.
Why?
Because you were so sloppy, and now you've got this, "Hi, sir." You know, you're trying so hard to be nice, and it's just not working.
I'm very sorry, and I'm very remorseful, and I'm very contrite.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Newman. Thank you. Goodbye.
And I support the show, man.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
guys.
And bye, bowlers. See you guys.
Take care, guys.
Maybe it's just me, but I'd prefer it if he didn't listen.
Right.
Now we got some other guy on the phone who has given Lisa his phone number and wants to tell a joke.
Okay, very good.
Okay, is this Rich?
Yes, this is Rich.
Lisa has, in fact, confirmed this is your phone number. Even if it's a cell phone number, people can still F with you on a cell phone.
And
you realize that if the joke's not funny, if both Mike and I don't laugh, we're going to give the number out.
Very good.
That's excellent. And just to let you know, I've been listening to you guys for a few years now. You're excellent.
All right, here we go. Lay it on us.
All right. 30-year-old woman, she's very, very ugly. She's never had a date before in her whole entire life. And she wants to go to a doctor to see what's wrong with her and to see if she can fix herself up. So she does all research, and she finds out that some guy in China is a professor on such cases like this. So she goes all the way to China, and she knocks on the door, and she says, "Doc, can you help me out? I'm 30 years old. I've never had a date before in my life, and I just want to see if you can help me out."
Can I finish the joke for you, save you the pain?
Hello?
Can I finish the joke for you, save you the pain?
Yeah, wait, what's the finish, Rob?
The doctor says she has Zachary problem. And he says, "Really?" And she says, "Yes. Your face look exactly like your ass."
Is that right?
Yeah, but you told it wrong.
Oh, God.
No, it
would have been horrible.
The phone number is area code 516-637-5340. Thanks, Rich.
All right, just to let you know, have a good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Everybody. Sorry to do that to him, but I just thought it was
good.
Well,
no, but it's good. You saved us a tremendous amount of time. Yes, Rob, I commend you for that.
Call this guy all weekend, 516-637-5340.
Man, can you imagine? We would have had to suffer through about another 2 minutes of that.
Yeah. Johnny, we got a quick batch of the emails. All right, we're going to give this
good.
Going to give this a quick spin. www.verizon-uc.com supplies us with the service where we listen to your emails. Send to us at donandmike@verizon-uc.com. Let's roll it and see if we're
cranking it up.
Let's see if we're going to be enjoying.
Make the ice cream, Johnny.
Going to be enjoying.
Johnny Constantino.
Here we go, roll it, Johnny.
Old email message from SPARKYKRONKITE. Subject: Mike's Life.
Mike's Life.
Suck it up, buddy. Find another stink finger Dave. Find two or three. Turn your new apartment into a Burbank Mazzola party. Live a little. Get a bigger car light, Don. It's easier to sleep and not to mention. Babe Lovin. You are a typical drummer. The Keith Moon syndrome.
Oh.
Tear up a hotel room, why don't you? I come with. Have fun. Old email message.
Thank you.
From Clint Belcher.
Oh.
Subject: Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in her hat and called it Mayhawk. Old email message.
Mayhawk. Now, you know what? This is starting to save itself again.
Yeah.
Let's roll the next one, Johnny.
Jason Quinone. Subject: Help me.
Help me.
Don and Mike, this is the computer.
Oh, here we go.
Please don't let Rod put me back in the trunk. I don't mean to be unfunny. I will not read Nazi lyrics anymore. Please don't let him hurt me. I promise I will be better. Please help me, Don and Mike. Old email message from SKRON. Subject: Yes, I know the bird photo.
Hold on a second. The subject is, yes, I know the Burr photo. Obviously talking about Raymond Burr pictures.
Yeah, the Burr photo.
Okay.
It makes you think of Lazy Boy recliners in a whole different light. Wasn't it a full moon? How romantic. Pulling chocolate by the flies.
Pulling chocolate.
Young lovers, very touching. And stinky tooth. Old email message. From Michael Jackson. Subject. Justin Timberlake. Don and Mike. Don't you think Justin Timberlake is a little old for a priest? I think a better choice may be Aaron Carter, the little brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. If you are going to do it all the way. Later, old email message from Doug Dittman. Subject, Dougie Fresh, Don and Mike. I would like to read a poem to you. It is from my friend Doug. The Don and Mike show is top-notch. Mike feels better when he drinks scotch. I love the stories and to Dalus. Even though Rock hates us Jews, the callers love to call and joke about how Burbank likes to talk. Even though Don hates his feet, Don and Mike just can't be beat. P.S. No one listens to you in Northern New Jersey because no one speak a day English. Old email message from N-A-M-E-L-O-C-D-E-T. Subject. No subject.
No subject.
Here we go now. H to the H-O, V to the H-E, not gullity. You all go to feel me. H to the H-O, V to the H-E.
Now this is the type I'm getting sick of now.
That's the anthem.
Yeah.
Get your damn hands up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
H to the H-O, V to the H-E. Fish you my S-O, used to dribble down in V-I. I Don.
Wait till you hear it's from, it's from though.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Broadbait. Don.
Yeah.
Toe still green. Buzz. Stop. Shim me on the doobie.
Okay.
Pass it this way.
You got it.
Hope you all have a great weekend. Signed, Frank Murphy. Email message from Gentle Ben. Subject. I like to sing. Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop s h bop s h bop? Who put the dip in the dip da dip da dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
That's
old
a funny
message.
I'm sorry, that's a funny
from Jason Hart. Subject. None. Don and Michael had a show. E-I-E-I-O. And on that show they had a pothead. E-I-E-I-O. With a puzz. Puzz. Here and a puzz. Puzz. There. Here a puzz. There a puzz. Everywhere a puzz. Puzz. Don and Michael had a show. E-I-E-I-O. And on that show they had a Nazi. E-I-E-I-O. With a seed pile here. And a seed pile there. Here a seed pile, there a seed pile, everywhere a seed pile.
Oh,
Don and Michael had a show. E-I-E-I-O. And on that show they had a slut. E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, oh, no.
With a gull. Gull. Here and a gull. Gull. There. Here a gull. There a gull. Everywhere a gull. Gull. Don and Michael had a show. E-I-E-I-O. Old email message.
Yeah. Oh,
Don Michael Williams. Subject. None. Don Mike Buzz. And the white guy. Please do not discontinue my segments. I have no other hope for a career except answering phones at the Washington Post. Please, I promise to get better.
There are no more messages.
All right.
Good batch.
That is the first batch today.
There you go.
All right, we'll keep it alive.
Absolutely.
You keep sending us the emails over the weekend.
There's always somebody that's surprising us in there.
Don and Mike at horizon-uc.com.
All right.
We'll get back to that on Monday.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
for buzz
one
now.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Forbidden Buzz.
He made it up.
And your lead story today, Buzzy?
Today, warning, French fries may cause cancer.
No.
Well,
impossible.
No. Well, you know what? I'm going to be on the bridge.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay
for
tuned.
News and comments.
News and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
One day we were at a concert hall and I,
hold on.
I met a young lady.
Gross.
By accident, who happened to be there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room. And the forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. And she had an opening and I had a stiff proposition. And one thing led to the other.
The Don and Mike Show.
So as to play the, what's the word, plan a crackpot there?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Well, here it is, better late than never.
What's the word, plan a crackpot?
Right. Yeah, the kiss thing ready for the next break.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here is Buzz. Let me just tell you, people have called in during the break to say that fat jumping bitch lived. The woman that jumped off the bridge.
Was she fat?
Yeah.
Really?
How do we know she was fat?
It's been on TV.
Oh, really? She's
Sky Fox.
Oh, really? She's a big woman.
Yeah. A lot of air resistance.
Big fat lady.
Well, it must have cushioned the fall.
She lived. That's too bad. Also, the...
Was it Kathy Whiteside?
Let me see. The guy who gave out his joke on the air, his mailbox is full already.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
His cell phone mailbox. Now here is Buzz with news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Potato chips, French fries, and other snacks may cause cancer, according to a new study. Swedish scientists say they've discovered that when you fry or bake in oil, starchy foods that contain potatoes or flour, it produces a chemical called acrylamide. Government researchers and doctors at Stockholm University say they were so stunned by what they found, they came forward immediately before they even published their findings in a medical journal. Among other things, they found that French fries contain 100 times as much acrylamide as the World Health Organization allows in drinking water. They say that even crackers, bread, and cereal contain the chemical. And they say we should especially avoid foods that come out burned. Watch out for that as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got something they can eat that's safe. Eat my D.
That would be safer. Philadelphia's
own... Eat the C out of my D.
Philadelphia's own Lisa Left Eye Lopes, who rapped for the rhythm and blues group TLC, has died in a car crash in Honduras. TLC had the hits Waterfall and No Scrubs. The 30-year-old made headlines 8 years ago when she burned down the home of her then-boyfriend, former Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Andre Rison.
Fine receiver.
A short time later, she entered an alcohol rehab program, but there are no details on her wreck in Honduras. The Grammy-winning TLC was said to be the most successful female trio in history, but thanks to Lopes, was also one of music's most combustible groups.
What was the best one we heard today? We got about a million of them floating around. Lisa? What was the best one? Robbie? Lisa, what was it?
Did you hear Lisa Left Eye Lopez die today?
No.
Yeah, she was apparently hanging out the passenger side of her best friend's ride.
That'll do it.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Spike.
Yeah,
she was.
That was terrific.
Right. There's a battle underway over the $59 million big game lottery winning this last week in New Jersey. The winning ticket had been certified as valid, but now lawyers come forward saying that one of the tickets purchased by an office pool is
Stay cool.
The winning ticket was sold in Illinois. The one sold there, meanwhile, has still gone unclaimed.
Buzz, yes. I would only break in for an emergency.
Of course.
Hello. Peggy.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air, Peggy.
Hi, I have been calling for days trying to guess the celebrity burp, and finally I figured, well, if you would give me a chance to win, even though it's not caller 100 time, and if I lose, I'll come down and just strip naked into the studio.
Now, honey, here's the deal. You got to come down to the studio first.
Okay.
And you got to get naked first, and then you can guess.
Oh.
And that's the way it works.
Yeah. See, because we don't trust you or anyone else enough.
But if you did that, we would give you a legitimate chance to guess the celebrity burp.
Right. Okay, when?
How about Monday at 11 a.m.?
Okay.
Right out of the chute.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Some people say Lisa Rini, that used to be on Melrose Place, and some people say Crystal Bernard.
Crystal Bernard, yeah.
Actually, wonderful. You can ask Wendell. He got this past year's G. Gordon Liddy stacked and packed, and I'm in it, and I signed it for him.
Oh, you're in the calendar?
Yeah.
The G. Gordon Liddy calendar?
Yeah, well, it's better this year.
It is a little better.
Okay. All right, hold on, honey. Hold on. Get her information.
Absolutely.
Supposed to be a nice way to shove it up Liddy's tight bung.
That's right.
I just F you, white trash.
You know, the batting average on that calendar put you off a bit.
240.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Yeah.
More like 125.
Yeah, I was being nice.
It wasn't terrorism or a boiler explosion at that building.
Except for his producer, of course.
Oh,
who's, who's appeared in it now for 2 years
in a row. She's the best in it, yeah.
Female.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't terrorism or a boiler explosion at that building in New York's Chelsea neighborhood yesterday. The blast now appears to have been caused by dangerous chemicals being stored in the sign company's building. The company had just taken delivery of 2 50-gallon drums of acetone. Officials say the chemicals may have been moved or mixed, setting off the explosion.
Acetone.
32 people were hurt, a dozen of them critically.
Like acetone, I think.
Not acid.
It's not acetone.
Acetone.
Acetone
is
correct. A-C-E-T-O-N. That's
acetone.
Right. New York's mayor was there along with a paramedic who was quoted as saying, terrorism was definitely on our minds. Our biggest concern was watching for a second explosion.
Hold on there, Buzzy.
All right.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He'll testify against the former New Jersey Nets star. Williams is charged with shooting a limo driver to death during a party at his estate. Gulko says he helped make it appear that the victim had shot himself. Prosecutors say Williams was handling a 12-gauge shotgun recklessly when it went off.
His name's Kuko?
I mispronounced it. I think it's Kaluko, I believe is the name.
Kaluko.
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 Kaluko. Kaluko.
Kaluko. You say Kaluko and I say Kaluko.
Musical, isn't it?
I'm cuckoo for Kaluko. Kaluko.
If he's convicted of doing the crime, Robert Blake will do the time.
Yeah, man.
Los Angeles prosecutors say they will not go for the death penalty in Blake's murder case.
Just for the love of God, don't rape me.
They say they'll shoot for life in prison with no parole. Blake's daughter, meanwhile, has come to his defense on ABC's 2020.
Yeah, good-looking girl she is.
She says, as ridiculous as her dad's alibi sounds, he probably did leave his gun back in that restaurant.
I was being facetious.
He is.
That's the name of that tune.
That's right. He's quoting her, left-handed, right-brained, and severely dyslexic.
She's not very pretty.
He leaves things in places. My father is not tremendously strong in memory, she says.
What was that?
Exactly, Robert.
Exactly.
Your daughter's beautiful, Robert.
Thank you.
How would you like to do the Spider-Man thing on the Brooklyn Bridge? An Australian company is asking for permission to let tourists do daredevil walks along the top of the structure that supports New York's famous bridge. The company wants to charge each climber about $80 to make the 3-hour trip to the top of the bridge's 275-foot high stone tower.
Only if they kill themselves.
Yes, they have to jump.
It's the same philosophy
as
the people who climb up on bridges and threaten to kill themselves.
Do you think all jumpers should be charged $80? Some privately owned New York tourist companies are backing the idea on the argument it'll help the city rebuild by attracting more visitors.
Yeah.
The so-called 20th hijacker from 9/11 may be ready to hand us the most valuable information so far in the war against terrorism.
This is the biggest hype story in the newspaper today.
Really?
I think so.
Imprisoned suspect Zacharias Moussaoui has sent a message to prosecutors saying he wants to talk about the death penalty and some classified information.
Yeah. Moussaoui aren't going to get anything out of that
I have many, many secrets I will tell you, but first please promise you will not kill me.
Yeah, and this is the guy that talked about death to America the other day.
That's right.
Right. He's also trying to fire his lawyers, we're told. All this indicates that
Donald Ephraim is not doing a good job of representing me.
Moussaoui! The feds wonder if Moussaoui is ready to exchange information about Al-Qaeda for avoidance of the death penalty. Moussaoui is charged with training the 9/11 pilots and plotting to be part of the attack.
Must we listen to this?
Not anymore. It may make a woman horny to catch the scent of another woman's breast milk. A new study out of Philadelphia indicates that the aroma can trigger the desire to reproduce in childless women who catch a whiff.
Oh, yeah.
45 women who took part in the test say it heightened their sexual fantasies and their feelings of intimacy.
And it makes my Wheaties taste better.
Oh, yeah.
The study just published in New Scientist magazine says the scent of a newborn baby may do the same thing.
Mm.
Scientists from the study say that in some cultures, they encourage newlywed women to spend time with new mothers to increase their odds of having children.
Nurse.
You can't tell how many times for you. What do you have? Apple Jacks and breast milk?
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
The New York Post Theater critic has come to the defense of Kathleen Turner, who appears nude in the Broadway production of The Graduate.
I'm nude. Look at my body, Larry.
There's no defense for that.
That is my nude body with a linebacker.
Now, listen to this. A 47-year-old actress has been taking a beating from other critics who've compared her with a longshoreman, a female wrestler, a linebacker, and a retired hockey player. That's
cold
what other,
pork pie.
Other critics have said.
Hi, Rosie.
Mrs. Robinson, I think you're trying to seduce me.
two of those four reviews came from men, and post-critic Barbara Hoffman says they would probably not turn down the chance to be with her, and that they themselves might not want to appear nude on stage. She also points out that British critics called Turner voluptuous, statuesque, and severely robust.
British people have bad teeth.
Come on. Philadelphia police took an ALF doll into custody this week because it had a belly full of cocaine.
Hey.
Tuesday afternoon, a couple of cops spotted a guy with a gun at Tasker and 16th.
Where's my blow, ALF?
They secured the area and a warrant and then charged into the building.
I'm Willie.
They came out with a 20-year-old suspect and an ALF doll filled with 7 grams of cocaine.
Hey, Willie, I got an 8-ball for you.
Hey, I'm going to go to space myself.
And never mind listening to Dark Side of the Moon while watching The Wizard of Oz. For now, just try to picture Pink Floyd's The Wall as an old-fashioned country and western album. A Canadian country group called Lester Wright and the Wrongs is putting out an album called Rebuild the Wall. On it, they reproduce the Floyd album song for song, but replacing the rock and electronics with steel guitars, banjos, fiddles, a honky-tonk beat, and country's traditional twangy vocals.
Sounds like something for crap, Mike.
Quoting Wright, we thought it was pretty wacky.
Great.
Another country group called Hayseed Dixie has recorded covers of The Cars, My Best Friend's Girl, and Aerosmith's Walk This Way.
Well, now, My Best Friend's Girl does kind of have that.
Yeah. My best friend's girlfriend.
Car CD real fast.
My best friend's girlfriend.
That's got like almost a country style guitar to be, right?
Walk this way. Talk this way.
I said, give me a little kiss. Like this.
It's part of this extensive box set, so it should only take a few more minutes to find it.
Oh, my God. See, he's got like 5,000 car CDs. And all I want to do is just hear the first 5 seconds of... Ah.
Howdy, everybody. How are ye?
Welcome. The bottle and cork. I'm Mike O'Mara, and the band's crap.
And this one's for Dale.
Scott needed another driver.
Just remember, boys, you're all getting a present on Monday.
Oh, that's right, the dealer has said. Buzzer down to the last minute. You better fly.
Finally, Vietnamese officials say they now know that over 100 tons of rat meat is sold for human consumption every day in just one southern province of that country. The meat sold to hotels and restaurants in southern Vietnam and neighboring Cambodia, where it's prepared in various dishes.
Farmers, seen my best friend's girl.
Farmers have complained of an increasing rat population in recent years because of a diminishing population of cats.
Used to be
also served in restaurants across Asia.
Just so fine.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Have a great weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, hold on.
Back up. Toodaloo.
Pass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.